participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes.
Thank you
very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to. You're gone. You're gone. You're gone. Don't call me again.
Stay tuned for your shot at big bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Click. Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
How are you? I just have a whole issue with this deficit situation where people need to get to the point and get to the facts and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike. A lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Nice Bush.
Listen, this is an emergency, and it can affect every one of us. That's all I can tell you right now. But we're trying to get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately. So please go home and stay there. We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
Yeah, hello, Rob. This is Dick Van Patten. I get back next Saturday night. So I see you'll be here Sunday, the 19th, I guess, right? Or the 20th. So I guess I could see you today, guys, then, on the 20th, if I have to leave again on Monday. Okay, let me know how we can work this out. I go back to Salt Lake City tomorrow, but I'll be home today. Bye-bye now.
Quick, quick. I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
Now, I want everybody together to go ahead and say, penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina. Well, go!
should have told anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make a throw at a 130 hitter like LeFay or to Bavacqua, who could hit water if he fell out of a fucking boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bavacqua, I sent a fucking limousine to get the sucker to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup, because I kicked that sucker's ass any fucking day in a week. He's a fucking motherfucking big mouth, I'll tell you that.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Here come the engineers.
Hey, there they are.
There they are. You're late.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith. A man of hate and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. They like them cow big and all the ships at sea. Suck me. And now, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara's feet.
Yeah. Thank you. What, you got his feet up there, Rob?
Yeah, I'm looking at him and he's driving.
I got wet feet. Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. New episode on this Friday. June 13th, and that means, of course,
it's Friday the 13th.
Ooh, scared kids? Scary. The Dynamite Radio Network on WJFK FM Washington, Live 105 Baltimore, WISB Philadelphia, 96 Rock Ocean City, and KCJJ in Iowa City, Iowa.
Hello, Iowa.
If your station hasn't been mentioned, because they don't want to pay. Our phone number is 877-365-3636. Canadians can call. 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Being as we paid like $39 for these shouts, we're going to get our money.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, you're going to hear that a lot today. And,
is anyone listening?
Someone called their doctor?
There you go.
It's Friday the 13th.
Scaring me.
Yeah. That's a very scary shout.
Mm.
Can you tell that that's one of the shouts that comes like in a jingle package that you pay $35 for?
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, they bring like the office staff downstairs to actually do that.
It's not a real professional type DJ. You know, here's a professional one.
Rob's
B-Wack. Yeah. Here's a cheap one.
It's Friday the 13th.
Sounds like it might be the same people.
And, oh, no, absolutely not.
Well, I'd make a case for that.
No, listen.
There's just more of them.
Listen to the bottom end of this.
Rob's B-Wack.
That's got someone that's got bottom, it's got balls, it's got, this is just.
It's Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th. And they're all like that. All of the cheap ones are like that. You got another
one? Happy Labor Day.
Sort of whispery.
Counting them down.
See?
Yeah, you're right.
There's
Rob's
B-Wack. Yeah, that's got much
got
more
punchy
of a
too, and this
yeah.
is,
it's Veterans Day.
These are cheap. These are just
Happy Labor Day.
These are just so cheap.
Happy Thanksgiving.
But we bought them.
Yeah.
We bought them because we're cheap.
We are.
But we're not as cheap as this place. I want to tell you that.
Hit after hit.
Oh, I'll tell you something.
The countdown is on.
All right, here's the countdown, but we still got more time.
Merry Christmas.
We bought them all.
The hottest hits.
I mean, when you pay your $30,
Happy Valentine's Day.
You want to get
Happy New Year.
You want to get your money's worth.
Why, yes.
That's it.
Is that it?
That's the whole package.
That's all of them.
So, listen, rather than start today's show by complaining about our syndication agreement, let's start today's show complaining about something else.
Okay.
Here you go. And maybe somebody from this company's listening right now.
Hope so.
Today's topic is synergy.
Mm.
Synergy is what is ruining America.
Yes.
More specifically, ruining radio.
ruining our company.
Synergy comes from a Latin word that actually means everyone benefits except WJFK.
There you go. Now, here's the deal. This is something that you folks can't tell because, frankly, I'm a pro. Look it up. Mm-hmm. I'm a pro. You
look
don't
it
know,
up in the book.
You don't know today that I'm working with one hand behind my back. And the reason is that I got an amplifier for my headphones. That it's this thing I plug my headphones into. And what it does is it makes them loud, because I've been a DJ for 30 years, and I like running my headphones really, really loud.
Yeah, now, months ago, I would have been able to say, well, it's because you've lost so much of your hearing, but I can't say that anymore.
No, right, my hearing's great. Mike's going deaf. My hearing's great.
What?
What? So yesterday, this thing busted. Right at the beginning of yesterday's show, this thing broke. Didn't even, you know, folks out there listening, you never knew this. Okay. You never knew my headphones were broken yesterday.
It was seamless, Don. Nobody knew that you were having this struggle.
Well, and Mike, for me, it is a struggle.
I know.
As it would be for you or but anyway.
That's the worst thing you can do.
Gotta
have you're not monitored properly. Any musician will tell you that.
Yep.
Anybody that's a disc jockey will tell you that. Yep. It's impossible.
So here's today's complaint.
I didn't even know.
Oh, we're trying to mix it up here. Trying to not complain about the same thing every day.
Good.
Here's today's complaint. Well, they've downsized Infinity Broadcasting. And we had a chief engineer at our radio station. And the chief engineer, maybe you know, maybe you don't. I'll educate you here. He's the guy who makes sure all of the crappy circa 1971 equipment is running up to snuff. Well, we had an engineer, and he quit. And rather than replace him, They had a second engineer, our friend Wendell Hall. He's been on the show many times, Wendell Smoot Hall.
Right.
He is kind of the acting engineer for this station.
Right.
And yesterday this piece of equipment broke. And as far as I know, all it needs is like a transistor tube or something. I don't know. I can't rip it out of this console next to me to figure out what's wrong with it, or I would.
Well, you're not qualified.
And you're right. No, I'm not.
I mean, you can't do that. If you could fix it yourself, you would.
I'm really not. I'm out of my element. So yesterday, we described it, which is what you do. You write a discrepancy report,
right.
And Rob called and Charlie called and said, yeah, this is a piece of equipment that's broken. And when I came in today, they said, oh, incidentally, the headphones are still broken.
Mm.
And I said, really? Why is that? They said, because the engineer is at WHFS. Our engineer is at another radio station owned by this company.
Right. Only one we have.
Yeah, the only engineer we have.
Mm-hmm.
With severe weather moving into the metro area again today. And, man, that weather last night was nuts. I mean, lightning strikes and 60-mile-an-hour wind.
Very, very scary. And I've been caught in one of those microbursts, and I just get very happy when I get home with that weather.
And my dog, man, my German Shepherd, flips out. When it rains like that, he starts shaking and crying.
Well, it's good instincts for someone who has been smack dab in the middle of one of those microbursts and had trees fall on my car. Mm-hmm. I believe me, he's smart to shake like that.
So the problem here is multifold. The problem with the Infinity organization.
We don't have an engineer to fix your problem, and we haven't had one for 2 days. It's because they are, you know, basically stretching their manpower thin.
Right. Yeah. They say, why should each radio station that the chain owns? I think how many stations does Infinity own here? Six.
I believe six or seven. I thought it was eight.
Something like that.
Not a few.
Why should there be eight engineers? There should just be one guy
at each place.
And unfortunately, the one guy is at the one radio station that nobody listens to.
Why is he over there?
I don't know.
Because you mentioned the thunderstorms. Was there the...
I don't know.
Did the thunder cause, the lightning cause a problem?
A lot of people that work here are working there now. I mean, a lot of people who are supposed to be working here are working at this other radio station as well.
Gee, it's odd.
Yeah.
Couldn't have anything to do with people that are, like, live closer there, would it?
I don't know. I don't know. So I guess what I'm going to do is call... Will somebody give me the number of WHFS?
Oh, good.
I'd like to call Wendell.
I think this is a good idea. Yeah.
You know, and... No, I'd rather call on the front desk.
Okay.
Just ask for Wendell.
Yeah.
Call this other radio station that's owned by Infinity and ask, when is our engineer coming home?
Yeah.
Because my headphones are broken and I really need them fixed.
God. What are you working off of now? Are you working off the regular amp?
Just this minor league thing right here, and I can... What'd you say?
Do you want to try mine? My Jack?
No, I'm working on... Hey, Mike, now that's a sign of a true buddy. Thank you that you'd share
your... You know what? I'm actually not joking. Because
you'd share your Jack with me.
No, you haven't tried it yet, and I know this cranks, and I want you to try it because I'm going to move over to the other one.
Well,
and I got one right over here, and all I have to do is like plug it over.
Hold on.
Did you ever think you'd see a day like this where there were no engineers?
Yeah. All I got to do
Don,
is
off
the air. Hold on, Mike, just a
second. This might work.
Just give me a second. Yeah, hello, is Wendell Hall there? Yes, Wendell Hall, he's an engineer? No, he's not.
Maybe he's on his way back.
Okay. All right, thank you, baby. Well, no need to say goodbye.
All right. give me your headphones.
What's your first impression?
Try him on his cell, Robbie.
Okay, hold on. Here you go, Mike, here.
I don't know.
Now I'm totally deaf.
I don't know if this is going to be loud enough for you. That's how I run them, and now you tell me when.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going, baby.
That's maxed out. Any better?
Pass it over.
No. Sorry,
not good enough.
No improvement.
Not good enough.
Wait, I'm gonna put them in here.
Not good enough, Mike. Sorry, I run them loud.
You're kidding me.
No. If that was the solution to the problem, I would gladly take it. And I'm not trying to eat up valuable airtime here.
Well, what are you doing with what you have now? Is it the same, about the same level?
Yeah, I think those are running off the same, actually.
Yeah. Your level when it's turned
How
up.
How come I'm the effing one that got the deaf report?
I don't know. Maybe it's genetic. I'm not sure.
When I first plugged them in, that's the level I run my headphones at.
But I'm amazed you can hear anything. Charlie, who's that? Ah, here is Wendell Hall right there, everybody, our great engineer. Howdy, Wendell.
Wendell!
How are you?
Hey, Wendell, let's start this so that I don't get you mad and that you don't end up instant messaging me over the weekend. I'm not... Wendell, will you turn your radio down or whatever? Or is it in the background there?
No, that was me growling at you.
Okay. I'm not mad at you, okay? No. You're my buddy, Wendell. Everybody here likes you.
Likewise. What's your headphone ass button, huh?
Pardon me?
What's your headphone ass button?
Wendell, you're on the air. You can't mumble when you're on the air.
Yeah,
I'm not mumbling.
The headphone amp is still broken, okay. and we have no engineer. We had no engineer yesterday. We have no engineer today. How soon until an engineer, you think, might be able to make his way over to this radio station to fix it?
Well, as soon as I can fix the... pretty much air critical thing that I'm fixing for Arrow right now. I'm going to that way.
You're a WARW now?
No, I'm an HFX fixing Arrow stuff.
Huh? Wait a minute. Now let me just hip our listeners to what's happening here. WHFS is a low-rated station owned by Infinity, as is WARW, hence the nickname The Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny they're called The Arrow, but they never hit the bullseye. they're always way out on the other side. So you're at... WHFS doing work for WARW while you're employed by WJFK and you're not at WJFK.
Right?
All right. Okay.
When are you multitasking right now?
Quick me and I bleed infinity.
He bleeds infinity is what he said.
Thank you. I'm glad you're interpreting.
Any idea when an engineer... involved with this radio station? Any idea when we come up in the pecking order? When someone spins the wheel and our radio station comes up?
If it's critical and off air, then that's immediately.
What is the air critical thing for Arrow?
Studio.
Okay, I think he was in a bad sound. Sorry, now I'm right there with you. Wow.
It's nutty. This is really, really nutty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is comical. This is so bad it's comical. This is not even, Mike, it's not even worth really getting mad about.
I came in a great mood.
and I'm in an equally good mood today. Let's just, line four, it's Wendell again.
Ah, good.
Hello?
Hey, sorry about that. Cell phone battery died.
That's all right, no problems. So what is the major problem at WARW that you, the engineer for WJFK, have to work on?
It's the studio transmitter link transmitter. What it does is take their studio audio and ship it over to the transmitter for distribution to the public.
Okay, what about the engineer for WARW?
He has an afternoon remote to do. It's going to take him all afternoon down in Alexandria.
But an afternoon remote would not be air critical.
That's true, but I don't set priorities for him.
Aren't there two engineers in that building already for HFS and PGC, or is it the same guy doing both?
Well, no, it's actually three engineers, two of whom are over fixing PGC's blown-up transmitter.
God. Is this all lightning stuff, Wendell?
Yeah, this is all from last night.
Everybody. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, now I understand a little bit more.
No, but still, this happens all the time, Mike.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, it sounds like if everybody was taking lightning hits last night, maybe that caused some...
Well, what happens if this station takes a lightning hit today?
Then I hop out over there and fix it.
He drives through rush hour traffic to get here while we're off the air for 3 or 4 hours.
So I guess to have my headphones fixed, I have to be hit by lightning?
I wouldn't wish that on you, Don. I like
I'm not asking you to wish that on me. I'm just wondering what you have to do to get emergency care.
Break something.
Great. Something is broken.
Hey, Wendell, remember who you're talking to, please.
That's right. Don't egg him on, Chief.
So you're fixing stuff for the other radio station because the other engineer for the station that doesn't have any ratings is out doing a remote?
I got to go down to do an 8-hour remote for them in the middle of what's probably...
8-hour?
An 8-hour remote.
What, is it some concert?
It's the Waterfront Festival in Alexandria or something.
You remember that.
Yeah. I sang there once with the Grassroots.
I remember that.
And that's supposed to be more important than anything else going on in the water?
Well,
like, for example, the poker run at Tim's River Shore Restaurant this weekend?
Well, listen, everybody.
Hey, sorry, Charlie. That's why I'm in a good mood this weekend. I get to see all my redneck friends this weekend.
Anyway, Wendell, this headphone thing is busted. And maybe you could ask one of the engineers from one of the other stations to come over and fix it if they got a minute.
I will do.
Is that the Alexandria Waterfront Festival, Wendell?
I believe it is.
And what radio station is sponsoring that?
I guess it's Arrow. I don't know.
WARW. Ladies and gentlemen, this weekend, if you're around the Washington area, don't go to the Alexandria Waterfront Festival. Go to the Tim's River Shore Restaurant Poker Run. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, Mike,
I'm O'Mara, and I'll see you there.
You're not being a team player, Mike.
I'm sorry.
That's not in line with Infinity Synergy.
That's right. Well, I guess I stepped on it there, didn't I?
Infinergy.
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 Is that new?
Good
yeah.
Word.
Infinergy. Start it up right now.
Good
Infinergy.
Word.
All right, Wendell, this is not directed at you. I mean this in the Snoop... I mean that...
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to say to you in the Snoop way of saying aloha, suck me. You know, and if you heard the show yesterday, but you're probably busy, you'll know that could mean a variety of things. I mean, hello, goodbye, I like you, I hate you, but in this case...
Wendell, I hope, my heart goes out to you, because I know they are running you ragged, and that sucks.
Me and everybody else, man. Yeah. Nobody's gotten a whole lot of sleep this week.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, maybe they could send somebody over here, because this place is falling apart, too.
Send, like, don't you have any junior engineers or something like that might be able to change?
No, he's at the Waterfront Festival.
He's at the Waterfront Festival.
You want Cameron to fix it? You want him to come in with a screwdriver?
I trust anybody at this point.
Can Cameron fix it?
Yeah, he can probably just grab an app out of the storage room.
Okay, great. Thanks, Wendell.
Sure.
See you later.
There we go.
All right, good.
Excellent.
We call Cameron. Cameron, now, so the extensions around here change so often. Which phone would he be at? The one that used to be occupied by Broyhill?
872, I believe.
Thank you, Buzz. We call Cameron, who's the latest man.
Sounds like a quick fix if he takes an amp out of the storage room.
The latest guy to have the lead deck chair in the Titanic. Cameron Gray.
Captain and you Gray. Are festive again today in your Spider-Man shirt.
Ah, I got my Spider-Man Hawaiian shirt on.
Very red.
Love and life. What was that, Buzz?
It's very red.
Cameron Gray, operations director for 106.7 WJFK. Leave me a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
I'll record your message at the tone.
Can you just write upstairs?
Hang up, or stay on the line for further options.
Yeah, Charlie's coming in. Cameron Gray. When Cameron...
Hey, Cameron.
Said, let my people go.
We're heading towards an iceberg. Really, I saw this Leonardo DiCaprio. We're heading toward an iceberg. I think at any minute Kate Winslet and I are going to be hanging over the edge.
And, of course, the only Cameron I remember is from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Hey, bada 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 bada, so wing bada.
Bye. So anyway, that's what's up today.
Yeah.
That's what's up today.
Jesus.
How are you?
I was great.
Oh, come on. Let's roll with it.
I'm in a good mood today. I'm in a very, very, very good mood today.
So am I.
Much better than,
Good, I'm glad to hear it.
I got my boat today, and I looked at the sales receipt as it as they were driving away laughing like an Albert Brooks movie.
Yeah.
And realized that it was Friday the 13th.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Duh.
Hey, Robbie, would you put that table away already?
No. I left
What's wrong with you, boy? Oh, thank you, boy.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, don't ever forget that, Mike. Oh, I went through with my wife today, too.
You used to be a boater, so you can probably relate to the joy of taking delivery on a new boat, right?
Yeah, you're happy until you get sick of it, and then you know the happiest day is when you buy it, and the next happiest day is when you sell.
Happy until I took it out for a test ride as they were driving away, laughing like an Albert Brooks movie.
Yeah,
and realized that it was Friday the 13th.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Duh.
Hey, Robbie, would you put that table away already?
No.
What's wrong with you, boy? Oh, thank you, boy.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, don't ever forget that, Mike. Boy, I went through with my wife today, too.
You used to be a boater, so you can probably relate to the joy of taking delivery on a new boat, right?
Yeah. You're happy until you get sick of it, and then you know, the happiest day is when you buy it, and the next happiest day is when you sell it.
I was happy until I took it out for a test drive this morning and realized that because of the rain that we have had, do you know that the water, the river water, is filled with trees.
You probably could just ride it down the street.
You could probably, it's like one of those logging. There's Cameron.
Hey, here he is, everybody.
I'm sorry, I just got out of a meeting. What did I miss?
Captain the Titanic. What was the meeting about?
Future at WJFK.
And how is the future? Is it so bright we all should wear shades?
Yes, on a Timbuktu3 weekend.
Yay! Listen, yes. What's his name?
Wendell Don.
Said that you should be able to change the amp in that headphone thing.
He said, go into the closet, get an amp. Wait, now Charlie's just brought another amp in.
There you go. Now, there's a man of action, Charles Broyhill.
I was also told that junior engineer Kevin's on the way.
Ah, well, great. Kevin Arnold's on his way here.
Well, you know, if they fix this, then he'll be able to turn back around and... Well, no, he probably should stick around here in case we do get one of those pesky lightning hits.
Yeah, because we're supposed to get that bad weather again today.
Not supposed to be... Well, whoa, hey, no.
They just turned the lights way up.
Hey, I'm out.
You know, we run the lights. At,
what is that?
We run our studio lights at gentlemen's club level.
Yes.
Oh, geez. Just in case you're wondering.
Oh, man.
Normally.
Don't let Rhea see me in this light.
We have very, very sensitive lighting.
Jesus.
And my wife, I want to tell you something. I am sometimes at a loss for words to describe my wonderful Cunny Honey, who in one breath earlier this week and last week when I was talking about this crap with Sam and Fran, saying how great she is and she's my rock, it'd be nothing
she's
without
really
her.
Been a rock for you during all these tribulations.
But I got to say, sometimes, buddy, sometimes it's just, man, yeah, listen to this, man. Listen, you hear that? That's fist to hand. It's just, Now, I never do anything like that.
Something has happened to make you forget the good?
No, it just... Here's the thing. And I hope you guys can relate to this. Because I know all girls are nuts like this. That she's got this thing. You know, the Jolly Directive?
Oh, yes.
No, she got something besides that, Rob.
Oh, okay.
The Jolly Directive.
I remember.
We've been through that many times. And I've been... And she calls me up this morning.
Hold on. Now, Charles Broyhill is signaling you.
Oh, I got it, Charlie. I know Mick Foley's coming on our next break, and I've got plenty of time here to tell this story and still get Mick Foley on. So, she's calling me up this morning. You know, she's still at the beach at Ocean City with Senior Week with my kid. And she called me this morning to tell me about some behavior that went on that was less than angelic. And she was telling me what had happened, and I said, oh, Jesus Christ. And she said, well, if you're going to have that attitude, I can't talk to you about this. And I said, well, what attitude? She said, well, I just tell you that. And I says, oh, Jesus Christ. I said, well, now this is the first I've heard.
Yeah.
And now what happened was certainly nothing mind-shattering or world-altering, but it was just one of those things where your kid does something to just piss you off. And you still...
Yeah, tell the truth. I'll tell everybody because it's all over the place. A student was murdered. It happens.
But you just go, well, yeah, what's wrong with that kid? That kid's nuts.
Yeah.
What the F is wrong with him? So,
and he's talking about the murdered student. Yeah.
So here's the thing with oh, hold on. We're going to try the headphones.
This could be good.
The new amp is in.
There you go. Hey, look at that. That's pretty good.
Hey, thank you, boys.
You all back to
it works? You like
there
it?
You hey, wow, I got to turn it down.
Hey.
There you go.
Wow. Is it a better amp than you had?
That's how you get things done in the real world, everybody.
Cool. Is it a better amp than you had?
I believe, well, it works better than the other one. Thank you, Cameron. Thank you, Charlie.
You did hear me when I said that, right? I was just...
Said what? I heard you. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Very good.
Wendell, your services are no longer needed.
That was, Cameron helped. But, I mean, it's when Wendell made that little suggestion there, it was Charlie Broyhill that went into overdrive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good guy. Charlie, you know what a good job would be for you? You should be the operations manager here. Oh, that's right, you were. I forgot. You used to be. I forgot that.
Liked it so much, he left.
So, hold on. Let me just
adjust that level.
A little too loud for you?
No, actually, it's just the left was a little more than the right.
How is it now?
See, now you're effing with it.
I know.
I'm hip to you.
I know.
So here's the thing with my wife, and you guys can relate to this. It's like she goes through this with my kid last night and his friends, a situation where they made us as the parents mad. And I'm sure last night she wasn't happy about it. But she had the entire overnight to digest it, sleep on it, you know, pass it through her system, whatever it is she does. But she calls me this morning and tells me, all I say is, oh, Jesus Christ. Immediately she says, well, if you're going to be like that, I don't think we should talk. I'm allowed to have the same reaction as you had, and I'm sure you had that reaction last night. She said, well, I was just on the phone with Cecily, that's one of our neighbors, and I was laughing about it with her. I said, well, great, I'm glad you could laugh about it with Cecily, but it's not Cecily's kid. It's my kid. Oh, now the lights are back down to stripper level. Baby! Look at that. Boy.
That's good.
Wow, I mean, the headphones are working perfectly.
Now, hey, boy, look at a mood. I'm looking at a mood change happening right before my eyes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Anyway, I can't, listen, the bottom line here, we're up against a time constraint. I can't figure my wife out.
Right.
I try. I swear to God, I try. I'm so pussy whipped. I try so hard, and I fail miserably all the time. It's like, on one hand, she'll say to me, like last weekend on her birthday, she'll say, you're the greatest husband. And what I wonder is, what happened between last Saturday and today? How do I go so quickly from being a great guy to being a schmuck who she does this thing with where she would hang up on me and I would call back and she'd hang up on me, like doing the same thing like Francis did to me?
I used to do the call back and I regretted it. And I've heard people say, you don't do that, but you and I are very similar in that way. You know, we can't let it, right. We can't let it fester. We want closure all the time.
They do that.
So she's, you know, her whole thing to me, she says, let's just talk when we're calmer. It's like, well, listen, I'm calm. And now, Buzz, you're over there.
Did you wave your hands around?
Buzz, you're nodding your head. You can relate to
this. It's a nod of recognition, and I realize all the questions you're asking now are rhetorical because there really are no answers to these questions.
No, they're not. Yeah. It's just kind of a way of me just,
right.
You know, maybe other people out there can relate to this. What is it with broads? Really, what is it with them? You call me up and you tell me something, and because, you know, if I had reacted the other way, mm-hmm. if I would have said, yippee-i-o-k-a,
right.
That's great news, you know, she would have said, what is wrong with you?
Right.
So all I said was, oh, Jesus Christ. And then it was, I don't think we should talk anymore. I said, okay, click. And I was like, I'm looking at the phone, going, she hung up on me.
Yeah.
So hit redial, I get the answering machine. I hit redial again, I go, and she picks the phone. What? I said, who's being ornery here? She said, I really don't think we should talk now. I said, okay, have it your way.
I predict you'll have a good weekend.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
If not, you should do what I'm planning on doing.
Which is?
I've told you time and time again, it works.
What's that?
You start your drinking at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Anyway, we got a break. The headphones are fixed.
Excellent.
And
life is good now for you?
Yeah, I'm sorry that this is the way that it has to be. But, you know, this is how a lot of our problems in a workplace get fixed.
The problem is fixed now.
By talking about it on the radio. So
I can't believe you're running your headphones that
loud. Oh, I love it. Man, I love it.
Meanwhile,
we love loudness.
I don't.
I tell you what's been tough is normally I follow the show through his headphone bleed, and I haven't been able to hear a thing for the past day and a half.
And that's with him snug on his head like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I run him tight. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, man. You got you got 10 seconds because we got Mick Foley coming on here. Hello?
Hello. I just wanted to say real quickly, I can identify, if you had just been noncommittal,
then she would have said there's no emotions, right. And what's wrong with
right.
you?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, see? Right. Everybody gets it.
Universal. What's wrong with them? You know, women, I mean. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is John.
Hey, John.
How are you guys doing?
What did you say?
I said T.E.
I was just about to say, I would relate to that situation you were talking about, because all women, all of them, have rhetorical questions.
Yep, T.E.
There's never an answer to them.
T.E. means?
The enemy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that LBO stuff's way over my head, Henry. I just can't follow it.
You don't have to. Bankers and lawyers work it all out.
Well, all I want from bankers is a new calendar every year, and all I care about lawyers is they're back in their coffins before the sun comes up.
We pay off the debt incurred in buying the company with cash from its ongoing operation, and by selling off pieces of the business.
That's French for buying people, isn't it, Henry?
As few as possible, of course.
A few dozen? 10,000?
As I said, as few as possible.
The Don and Mike Show.
You love to make them hit you, Don and Mike.
So they just sent the engineer in to,
Wow, they're jumping around here for you today, huh?
To fix the things. And I was saying, as the young man left the room, how old do you think he is? Do you think he's old enough to drink? And Rob was telling me that he apparently, at one point, last year was an intern.
Yep.
Not for the show, right?
I think it was a sales intern that turned into a...
Engineer.
Internship for the engineers.
Yeah.
It's Kevin.
He has a knack for it.
All right. Whatever. And there's some kid wearing, like, high-top Chuck Taylors.
Yeah, nice with guy.
Seemed very nice.
Real nice guy and seems to be doing the job.
This looks like he could be working at Dairy Queen.
How old do you think he is? He 20?
Oh, I think he's 21. I think he's every day of 21.
Really?
Sure.
Right after.
And he would have been here faster, but someone stole his bike.
Anyway, joining us now is Mick Foley. Let's get right to Mick. I don't want to make him wait. Hey, Mick.
Hey, that was some introduction you guys just gave me.
We're having an extraordinary year. Everybody knows Mick Foley, man.
What a nice picture on the back of his new book there.
Look at that.
Yeah, I know.
He's all cleaned up and stuff.
You know, I was specifically told by my editor, don't bring that flannel shirt. So.
I know, and listen, I don't want to ruin your image, but on this picture on the back cover of your new book, the novel,
right?
You're actually wearing a sport coat.
I am. I wear a sport coat every now and then.
Have you lost a little weight?
Well, you know what? Luckily, I was terrified of the prospect of showing up, you know, and having to do a book tour that wasn't geared just to wrestling fans, and therefore having to wear an occasional sports coat or maybe.
Right.
You know, even like a button-down shirt or something.
Yeah.
And that fear drove me to actually, you know, start exercising and
yeah, you look fantastic in this picture.
Better. Yeah, I got on there. I just watched the stuff that happened Monday, and, you know, obviously I was still kind of heavy, but if I'd been like 25 pounds heavier like I was, then it would have been, you know, would have been a little embarrassing.
So
and
now...
I think the... Sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I just had a question about Lisa... You know, Lisa obsesses on WWE.
Okay.
And she just brought me an information about the pay-per-view that we'll talk about, and she just brought me another note. You'll be in D.C. in July, and you'll come in and see us then.
Yeah, I would love to.
Good. Outstanding. We love having you. So, how much weight have you lost?
Man, you know what? I haven't checked, because that type of thing is kind of depressing, you know, but it was probably like 20, 25 pounds.
And, you look good.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I looked at... there's something about the wrestling business that ages a guy, so... I got out of it, and I started getting younger looking to the point where, you know, if someone comes up and they're kind of annoying, and most wrestling fans are not. Actually, they've been very good. But yesterday, my son and I went to the New York State Special Olympics Games, and on the way back at Nassau Coliseum, they had the big Nassau County Fair. So we went, you know, and then people were pretty cool, but there was one guy a little annoying. Hey, ain't you that man gun? I said, no, I think he's a lot older than I am.
There you go.
I said, yes. Yeah, you're right.
So your other books, which were about wrestling, were great. But now this new book, Mick is on a regular book tour because he's written a book that's a made-up book.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the dumb guy we have.
This is a real novel.
He has written a novel.
Yeah.
What a novel idea.
What's it, Tetum Brown?
Yeah, Tetum Brown. If you, you know, you guys there in Washington, D.C., are not too far from the Antietam battlefield.
Right, sure.
That's what this whole four generations of Browns are named after. So it's really a story about a father who gives up his son at a very young age for adoption and then comes back into the kid's life, and about their the slow building and then tragic tearing apart of their relationship.
God, what
movie of the book of the summer, I think.
Man, oh,
and listen,
man.
You know, I would never say this to you because you're a great guy, but my God, I'm reading this, and does this sound to you like some faggot wrote this?
No!
Listen to me. I am getting reacquainted with an old friend, Nat King Cole.
Well, Nat King Cole is the rosebud.
Singing about the Savior's birth. A song that no longer triggers thoughts of empty cans and unwanted acts, but thoughts of happiness instead.
He's a poet.
Words from Mick Foley.
Let me tell you what you're dealing with here. You guy we got on the line here, you got your real Renaissance man here.
Well, he has to go right to the very sensitive parts of the book. Now, usually I'm talking to authors, I'm saying, no, I swear it's a sensitive book. It's not about the deviant sex and the graphic violence. And then you go right to the heart of the sensitive matter.
All right, there you go.
He is a fag.
Now, here's another part that's not faggy. Here's another part. The Pussycat Cinema was the first thing I saw when I awoke that next day. Look over there, kid, my dad said as the Fairmont screeched to a stop, kicking up a cloud of dust and jolting me awake to find I was in the middle of nowhere with a massive headache and the vile taste of stale vomit to remind me of my happy birthday.
Yeah, now we're talking.
There you go.
Dad takes him to the porno theater. He says these babies are a dying breed. He takes him in there to see his porno film.
How long did it take you to write this book? It's like 240 pages. How long did it take you to write?
Yeah, you know, originally it would have been a lot longer, but I kind of got carried away and, you know, really, the book kind of got derailed into really weird, like B horror movie genre. But I'm going to keep what happened there. I had to change the whole ending around and lost a lot of stuff. But as far as really weird, deviant B movie horror stuff went, it was really pretty good. So I may use it another time. But I was really flying through this thing. I've been thinking about it for like a year. You know, it was kind of like a good match or something where you think it through until it almost becomes real. So when I sat down and wrote it, it was like 6 or 7 weeks. I handed it in and, you know, just assumed it was perfect and then found out otherwise. So it took me like 6 or 7 weeks to write and then a whole lot longer to rewrite a couple.
You know, your books have been very, very well received. And,
number one on the New York Times bestseller list, Mike.
And the literary critics like them, too. This is a completely, it appears to be, a completely new endeavor for you. How are the critics responding to this book? And
I bet faggots are loving it.
You wouldn't be saying that if he was here. You know that.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I know. I'm going to show up there July 10th after you've had a chance to read it. And everybody, like, I'm sorry. This is the most rugged, most heterosexual.
But how are the critics digging this book?
You know what? It's a
not that it matters.
When I say mixed, I mean there are people that really love it, and then there are people who don't necessarily say it's bad, but they are really disturbed by it. And they're the people who don't quite, it's, you know, it really is, and I know this is going to sound very fag-like, but it is the tale of innocence in a violent world, and they don't seem to pick up on that whole innocence thing, and they seem to be taken aback by the violent world that this innocent kid lives in. So
when you write a book like this, obviously, there's got to be some of you that's in this book and your experiences. How much of that is going on in this book?
Yeah, this is me because I was kind of a kid that didn't quite feel like I fit in, and so I'm kind of bringing myself back to when I was 17 and imagining if things had been a whole lot worse. But there, can I give you a specific example of something I got from one of my wrestling buddies?
Yeah, sure. What?
And it's too bad you didn't go back and read this one, this caption. But there's something there where the kid has a tough time at the big super dance. And he goes back. He doesn't know who else to ask for advice. So he asks his dad. And his dad, after at first seeming to really have a grasp on, you know, the female species, he then tells his son, well, son, I find that, under most circumstances, it's best to get the girl to, and I'm not going to say what he suggests you make the girl do, But the kid finds it kind of repulsive. And the guy is like, no, don't you understand? Once she does that, she can't break up with you. You've got the power to tell your friends and to tell her friends. And this comes exactly from, almost verbatim, from what one of the wrestlers told me in 1992.
How to make him stay with you, right?
Like, yeah, I was like, my mouth was wide open. Like, you got to be kidding. It wasn't like, don't get me wrong, the act that he's, you know, suggesting is extremely enjoyable to be on the receiving end of.
Right, I think we get it.
But it's not something that I would, like, force on somebody so that I had it over their head, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you might be over their head with it if you...
I mean, possibly.
Depending on how you look at it.
You came about into that position, but
and I
wasn't used to, you know, the literary world, and they always, in fiction, they always say, you know, these, any, you know, this is all fictional characters, any similarity just coincidental. Well, this is not a coincidental similarity, so I wanted to make sure I didn't get sued for slander. So I brought this specific wrestler, and I was writing some of it while I was on the road, and I'd just written this part of the book, and I brought him down into the dressing room, and I had Edge and Christian, two of the other wrestlers, as my witnesses. And I read this thing to him, thinking he was going to be like, hey, you SOB, you took my life story. And instead, he got all starry-eyed, and he goes, that's fabulous.
Well, listen, before we ask you to talk to a few of our listeners, just one more passage from the book.
Here we go.
Cheatham Brown, a novel by Mick Foley.
Very good.
And then I was kissing her. A magic moment in time when my body just acted, playing no heed to my mind. A kiss.
I'm George Scott, turn it off.
A kiss of such sweetness, I had to do it again. And my lips met hers and pressed firmly ahead. And I opened my mouth just ever so slightly, and our tongues gently touched and performed a small dance.
Maybe I am a fag.
You know what the great thing about him is? I mean, if you were out at a bar and you're sitting next to him and you didn't have, you know, and you had the teeth missing, and you're sitting there and you were looking at Mick, and you were sitting there on a bar stool, you would look over and say, you didn't write a novel.
Right.
That didn't happen. That's what makes you so fascinating.
Congratulations.
But this is a great book.
I'm going to read it this weekend, and when you come in, I'll really give you my real opinion of it.
I appreciate
it. I loved your other books, and I'm sure I'll like you.
A lot of me, because who did I leave hanging on the Millionaire Show?
That would be me, Don. Remember, I was going to be his lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I remember that.
Before we get to these calls, the WWE pay-per-view, Sunday, June 15. Now, you are the referee of...
the Hell in a Cell match. And if I can say so, you know, I showed up Monday night, and I think people, when they speculated I was going to be the guy, they just assumed I was going to go in and... you know, and try to, you know, stand around like most guest referees in the past have done. And man, I think I surprised a lot of people. I got physically involved. And
yeah, that's a real surprise.
Shocker.
Like a week ago, I thought, no way will I ever get physically involved in a wrestling match. And I got there, and it was like, you know, it was like I said on the broadcast. I said, you know, you can take the boy out of the WWE, even though I wanted to say WWF.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I said, but you can't take, you know, the WWE out of the boy. And once I got it back there, it was like the idea of just showing up and doing nothing was not, you know.
Yeah, it's fun.
So it's Triple H versus Nash.
Right.
And you're going to be the guy in the reffing.
I'm going to be the very active referee.
There you go.
One other match I have to ask you about. I know you might be a friend of yours. I hate Ric Flair. I just hate that guy. He's such a faggot.
Well, if you read the first book, you'd say, I know you must hate that guy's guts.
Yeah, and he's going to be wrestling HBK. And the deal is that who is it, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, who is it that's getting that girl we had on the show, Stacey Keibler?
Stacey Keibler.
Somebody, one of these guys wrestling, wins her. She's the prize.
The deal is it's Test, who is her boyfriend in real life, is one of those real life things.
It's great.
And Scott Steiner fighting for, you know, the love of Stacy. And when I heard about that, I asked Vince if I could be in that match also. I'll tell you what, you know, I came out of that, you know, that Raw thing with a lot of good memories, but it just so happened, I was lucky, I was on the flight with Stacy back to New York. And I mean, I've seen a lot of beautiful women, you know, in the locker room, not in my real life, but at work. And, you know, I've gotten to the point where, you know, I'm almost immune to cleavage. I've seen so much of it in this room. But Stacy is, she's just an unbelievably beautiful woman.
She is hot.
Yeah, and here's a sad thing, is that she told me when I met her about a year and a half ago, she was reading Foley is Good. And then she told me on the plane that she thinks through reading it and all the little comments I made about Test where I made fun of him, that she may have been predisposed to liking him because she had sympathy for him.
Oh.
The wrestling fans out there can know that I somehow, in a sick, twisted way, may have helped those two get together.
Boom.
Now watch Bad Blood, WWE. It's a Sunday night pay-per-view mixed book. Tatum Brown, we'll have him here in a couple of weeks. Mick, you got time for a few phone calls?
Yeah, let me just point out, I'm going to be, this is like the Springsteen tour this summer.
Where are you going?
I'm going to be in 20 cities throughout the country, and I think if anyone wants to, you know, find it, they can log on, if they are computer literate, not like me, that they can log on to aaknop.com, www.aaknop.
How do you spell that, Knop? How do you spell that?
K-N-O-P-F, and they can read a free chapter. With some very faggy references in there. But the dad kind of counters the kid's, his sensitivity, because the dad's, you know, kind of a crude creature. So I think people will really enjoy him.
Come here, she said again. And she eased my face into her bare breasts.
Oh, yeah.
And rocked me like a child and placed kisses on my head. And those breasts, which only moments earlier had induced such a spasm.
No, why don't you tell the people about the spasm?
I can't read that part on the air. I can't read the dirty part.
A spasm.
You can only read the, it wasn't post-coital, it was embarrassing.
The shirt parted, and I just about died. Oh, Jesus Christ. Shh, she whispered. Are you sure? Andy, does this feel wrong to you? No, to tell you the truth, it feels pretty good.
Man, oh man, I'm getting all hot and bothered.
He's ultra religious, so that when he lets go, when his body starts shaking and he lets out the quick Jesus Christ, it's probably not the most appropriate time for that to happen.
All right, Mick, let's get some calls. Let's go. David, you're on with Mick Foley.
Hi, gentlemen. Good evening. Mick. Yeah. By the way, you're an icon.
Hold on. It's the burping guy.
Are you the burping guy?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
so. Okay. All right.
All right, Jim, go ahead. But thank you so much.
David.
Yes. Nick, let me ask you one question, quick question. Between these two phenomenal athletes such as Kevin Nash and Triple H, what's your prediction on who's the win?
Man, you know, I don't know. I don't know where they're going with it. And, I don't really make predictions on things. You know, I'm pro wrestling because
you'd have to ask him that question about 10 minutes before the match.
Here is Jim. Jim, I'm sorry, I meant to go to you first. Jim.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Howdy.
Mick, and I'm going to say Cactus because that's how I know you. I want to thank you for mentioning me in your first book.
And you are?
And I refereed several of your matches before the WWE.
Ricky Poole?
No. From ECW days. And you spelled my name wrong in the book, too.
Well, who are you? Oh, come on, don't worry.
It's like this is your life. Who are you?
My name's Jim Molino. I used to referee with ECW.
Yeah, that's right. We did the thing where I was trying to get the count out because I'd injured my hand, and he called me the P word right on right in front of the crowd. Right? That was Jim Molino, right? Okay.
Right. Hey, I'm glad he, and then the guy bails.
All right. Why'd he bail? Because I didn't remember his name right
off. I have no idea.
I don't know. I'd be flattered to put me in your book. Here's Steve.
Steve.
John and Mike, how you guys doing?
Howdy, you're on with Mick.
Yes, I am. The God, Mick Foley. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just want to tell you, man, loved, have a nice day. Didn't get a chance to get too much into Foley is Good, but I'm very much looking forward to this one. And I wanted to ask you, you know, sometimes you guys, you know, as far as wrestlers, you come back for just a short stint, and I was so damn glad to see you come back. Are you going to make this a little bit of a longer thing, or is this one of those come-and-go kind of deals?
Well, you know what? It's not going to be very long, but, the honest-to-goodness truth is, you know, part of me wants to get the exposure on TV so that people who did like Have a Nice Day will have a chance to at least know about this book. But I did not want to come on the show and make a joke out of it and, you know, be waving around my book the first time. So I've got to stick around at least long enough to where I can make a joke out of it and wave my book around.
Still damn glad to have you back, sir.
And that gives me a chance to have, like, the fun Commissioner Foley stuff, because I can only do the tough guy thing for so long before it really, you know, gets stale. So I came back mad and determined on Monday, and hopefully within a couple of weeks that'll pass, and I'll be able to have a little fun before I embark on the Springstonian.
All right, one more here.
And tour.
Let's go to Luke. Luke, you're on with Mick Foley.
Hey, Radio Gods and Hardcore Legends.
Hey, Luke.
I appreciate that. There's a couple of everybody there. I just wanted to put on the one guy who's going to call me an idiot, the hypocrite, and all that stuff.
We're not getting them. We put them all on.
Nothing but love here. I love the book. First of all, have a nice day. That was a great book. And I just wanted to say thank God you're back, because I've been kind of watching wrestling on and off for a while, and Raw was like the best Raw I've seen in a long time. And also, I have a question. Who have you kept in touch with in the past few years when you've been out of the business?
Let me see. You know what? It's a shame to say, but I usually keep in touch with people when they get hurt. So those guys who are feeling down because they've got neck surgery and their career is sabotaged and they're going to be on a shelf for a year, at least they know they got a Mick Foley phone call coming to them. So I've talked to a lot of guys that way, and then I keep in touch with guys like DDP and Al Snow. But you know, I can't say I can. And Al and Terry Funk, my mentor.
DDP, incidentally, I should mention to our listeners, the world record holder for the sex quiz. Mm-hmm. He was the dirtiest dog on the sex quiz.
Yeah, he's thrown up almost some Wilt Chamberlain numbers.
yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Every one of them has got to be the type of girl who falls for, like, you know, that ultra phony line or that rap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where I never got anywhere, because I had that sensitive Tatum Brown rap
going. Yeah, sensitive doesn't work. Hey, plug the book again.
And listen to how sensitive he is. I got one more. Here you go. Hold on. I grabbed hold of my quarters and pictured the scene. Throwing my left with the charred, with the change and the rage. Making beautiful contact with the Reverend's big mouth.
Well, now he's talking about beating the crap out of somebody.
Yeah, I know. I'm reading.
That's good. I like
that. I'm reading a macho passage, but I'm reading it like a fag.
All right.
Seeing those white caps fly like pieces of chiclets. Watching his wig fly off into the fireplace. Causing his wife to break into wrinkles that no surgeon could fix.
Oh, wow. What, you kicked the crap out of a preacher in the book?
Well, it's his girlfriend's father, and he's not really a man of God.
Ah, he's not a good man. He's a villain.
The kid's on to him, and no one else seems to be, and he's just envisioning it, you know. So,
all right.
He's got those quarters in his pocket for a reason that's very painful to find out about.
You should buy this book, Tatum Brown. Now, when is it officially out, like, on Amazon.com? Is it out already, Mick?
Well, you know what? They can get a free chat or read the first chapter on Amazon.com also, which is cool, because then they can, you know, if they want to, they can pre-order at, like, a 40% discount. And then, obviously, that's kind of good for me, because if we get pre-orders, that'll increase the buzz, and, you know, that works for, you know, for everybody.
Yeah.
But they can do that if they want to. But I really think if someone tunes in, logs on and reads it, they're either not going to like it right away because it is written in a very personal tone, or they're really going to like it. So, you know, there's no use wasting $20 on it, and, you know, when they can read it.
Can I ask you one quick question? Now, where did you get your training? I mean, as far as, right, does it come to you naturally, or do you get help? Have you taken workshops?
Well, you know,
how do you do it?
It was that deal with Have a Nice Day, where they had a ghostwriter for me. And,
right.
He handed me his first five chapters, and I sat down to read them, and I was, like, in shock, just because after, you know, 15 years of having a pretty hellacious career, I thought I had a pretty boring book on my hands. And, you know, I just thought to myself that, you know, I might not be the best writer in the world, but I can do better than this. And
wow.
I sat down, and, you know, one of the problems at that point in my career is my body was really, you know, on its last legs, and I didn't know what I was going to do with the rest of my life or even the next phase of my life. And I sat down there in the Tallahassee Civic Center up in the stands, because I was there about 4 hours early, and I started writing, and it was like, this is fun, you know. So I'd been a pretty good writer when I was a kid.
Okay.
I think any time you find something you really love doing, that, you know, that kind of passion will overcome, you know, the faults you may have in your technique. So I'm not great with writing technique, but I tell pretty good stories.
All right. There's a natural talent, like anything else. You got to be, you know, have the natural talent.
I'll leave you with one more out-of-context line.
Very good.
Of this book. Tatum Brown. She burst out laughing, and I did too. Although the idea
of her father's middle-aged balls would come back to haunt me at a later date in a most inappropriate fashion.
Wow, that's a good clip right there.
From Tietam Brown, written by Mick Foley, who will be reffing this weekend Bad Blood on WWE pay-per-view. Mick, we'll see you when? July 10th, you're going to come in here?
I'm there, July 10th, yeah.
All right, my friend.
Studio with you guys.
Okay, have a great holiday. Thanks for coming on the show, Mick.
All right, thanks for having me.
Okay.
Take care, Mick.
See you later.
Bye-bye. He's always a blast.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just, you know, for people that aren't totally plugged in to wrestling, you see this guy walking down the street and you think he's really becoming quite the successful author.
Oh, really? I mean, I was busting his balls.
This is a real novel here.
Look at the picture of him on the back of it.
He's all mellow.
It's like he's got no checkered shirt on. He's smiling without showing any missing teeth.
Right, exactly.
I just hung my head because, you know, we've seen the guy with the long hair and the chipped teeth and the flannel shirt. And he says, and you may not enjoy the book because I wrote it in such a personal tone.
Yeah, he's talking about
brilliant guy. He's as smart as he is funny.
Right.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
I looked at my dad's silhouette in the window, moving up and down, up and down. He's exercising, naked, in the living room.
Wow.
So I'm telling you,
this thing is all over the
road.
Very cool.
This book is all over the road. I'm going to have me about 15 beers and read it tomorrow night, and I'll let you know on Monday what I think. Anyway, Mick Foley, great guy. It's 4:09, and we got a break. Okay, so we'll be right back on the Don and Mike Broadcast Network.
Yeah, I like that.
On WJFK, Live 105, WYSP 96 Rock, and KCJJ, and other stations too cheap to mention.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man?
You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. Noah? Now you've had enough.
Bitch.
Bitch.
420 and the weather everywhere. Same. Rain tonight. Maybe that isolated heavy crap. Low 60. And tomorrow, because it's the weekend, you guessed it, scattered thunderstorms. High tomorrow, 82. D.C., Baltimore, 81. San Philly, same in Ocean City. Just about everywhere now, it's hot and it's in the 80s. WJFK on Live 105. WYSB 96 Rock. And, oh yeah, KCJJ.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Bob Barker from The Price is Right, and I never listen to the Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget, kids, be scared.
It's Friday the 13th. With roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program, it's the Don and Mike Show.
You don't even know. I'm not going to call my wife on the air today because everything is fine now.
Well, she's going to take a nap, isn't she?
Yeah. I made the boys laugh. They only heard the one side of the conversation where I just called her up during the break and just said, hey, what's happening? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. Love you. And then I ended up saying, have a nice nap. Because she's going to nap.
Ah, she's going to take an afternoon nap?
Going to have a nap because she was up late last night. So, have a nice nap, darling. Why am I saying that? I know she's not even listening to the...
Napping is supposed to be very healthy.
Yeah. I'm listening to the show right now. Anyway.
I love it.
She's nuts.
You like napping, Rob?
Yeah, between...
She is just nuts. And I'm not speaking about my wife. I'm speaking, of course, about Mike, a woman from our past.
Who would that be?
Scary Kathleen. Now, do you remember how many years ago it was that there was a woman named Scary Kathleen that used to call the show all the time?
Yeah, and did we try to fix her up and things like that?
Yeah, and it was always a mess.
She was difficult.
She's back. Hello, guys.
She's back again.
I mean, I have a vague memory of her.
So do I.
I don't even remember her that well. I mean, it's many, many years ago.
Yes, it has.
Joe put on the screen a voice from the past, Scary Kathleen.
Hi, guys.
What's new?
Well, I wanted to say happy Friday the 13th since it's Scary Kathleen here, you know?
Friday the 13th. What's new in your life?
Well, I've married and...
Oh!
Have you had your demon child yet?
Oh, we're trying.
You're trying? That's fantastic.
Yes, we are.
Can you imagine it would be?
What do you look like now?
I look pretty much the same, you know?
Good.
Oh, hey.
Bonus.
Still beautiful as ever, as you remember, right?
Bonus. Mary Goff, as I recall.
How long have you been married?
It'll be going on 2 years here.
2 years. So you finally got bored, decided to call us?
Yeah. My coworkers didn't believe me, actually, and I need you to guys confirm it that I'm actually Scary Kathleen and went on all these dates, because they don't believe me.
Now, Rob is shaking his head violently.
You don't think that this is actually Scary Kathleen?
I don't see any reason why you should commit that it is or it isn't. That's what she wants.
Yeah. Oh, I remember Rob had a bit of a relationship with you.
Huh. He did?
He didn't like you.
Hey, Rob, I don't like anybody.
Doesn't like anyone.
Me.
Why should she come out of the woodwork after 2 years so you can do her a favor?
Because you banned me, remember?
Exactly.
Why are you calling?
Because you guys got sick of me taking advantage and calling all the damn time, the woman who always gets on your nerves. So I left you alone and I didn't call.
Ooh. Huh. Like Gladys Kravitz?
Yeah, her.
Who incidentally has called like the last 4 days and I refused to take the call.
Very good. That's
but Joe puts it up on the screen anyway.
Must be that time of year, you know, as we're just getting into summer. That's
her new news bulletin is she kissed Wayne Newton.
Wow.
And as much as I'd like to hear about it, she's banned.
Well, it's wonderful to torture her because she has that big news that she wants to share with the world. And now we've let Kathleen share her big news that she's been married.
You know, if Gladys were to call, don't you think you might put her on the air today?
Yeah.
Because it's Friday the 13th.
Sure.
Right. I bet. Yes, I think there's a real good chance if any day that Mrs. Kravitz was going to get on, she'd get on today.
Right. She might have to wait a little bit.
Right.
But I can almost guarantee she'll get on the air.
I mean, because it's been good. I've stayed goodbye. Away.
All right, goodbye.
You're not going to know the fun that Rob and I have sometimes when a caller is put on hold. Mike can't see the screen. But sometimes I think we can tell you and
yeah, you'll say,
you'll say, like, look at this. We got some guy waiting on hold for 2 hours and 27 minutes.
Right.
And without fail, whenever we go to the phones, when it's a person that's been waiting that long, whatever they want to say, it's incredibly stupid. But she's one of those people, Scary Kathleen is one of those people that would wait. Actually, one time she waited a whole show.
Wow.
4 hours.
I don't remember why we disliked her, but actually that conversation helped me a little bit. She was a little nerdy.
Generally annoying, I think, as I recall, kind of pasty, black hair, always wearing the black clothes, kind of chubby.
No, she wasn't wearing the black clothes all the time.
Wasn't she
was chubby, and she was just annoying.
Yeah, I think that's it. I don't have any real anything.
And a little scary. We thought that she had some issues.
But maybe that's why we gave her the name Scary Kathleen.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And very forward to come out of the woodwork after 2 years and want something. So,
Rob.
On your way.
Rob.
Loving, trusting Rob.
And they
Rob.
Call me the hater, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
If they only knew.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to know if Mike was still going to run the boards once Friday before they go on vacation.
No, I requested that I don't want to do that the day before my vacation because it's the day before my birthday, which happens to be... Oh. That's right, June 22nd.
You're preaching to the choir. Yeah.
Yes, I understand.
I've already got it covered.
You've already got it covered. I just wanted to remind everyone else.
Have you already got Mike's birthday covered?
I haven't gotten the gift yet, but I haven't forgotten the date.
You're the last one to forget. Robbie, you got it?
Done.
There you go, guys.
No need to drop the hints.
So I guess next Friday will be the big celebratory show?
Yeah.
I was going to wait till we came back.
So was I.
Hey, suck me.
Hey, listen, suck me.
But anyway, I don't want to do that. I didn't want to do it because it really would be... I thought about the entertainment value, you know, and Don didn't really want to do it either.
Now, here's the thing. I want to switch roles one day and have Mike do it.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to be the last show before we take our summer vacation because it's... No offense, it would, like, haunt me the whole vacation.
Well, you know, and also, and then I said, I know you want to do it, and then I said, you know, at the end of the 5 years, I'll give it some thought.
Because what's great about this is if it's like being a baseball player is that if you strike out one day, you know the next day you're going to be able to and take your swings. And sometimes when we leave and if I think, boy, I shouldn't have yelled at that person or we went on too much about syndication or whatever, the good news, the silver lining is, oh, well, We can always come in tomorrow and do another show. Well, what happens if we do this experiment
and it didn't work?
And it doesn't work, then like
I mean, it would, and when we say it doesn't work, there would be mistakes and you know covering for things and much hilarity probably would ensue. However, after a while, it might not work.
But we could do it definitely during the summer.
Cool.
There'll be a turnaround back.
Let's not commit to anything.
Well, and incidentally, Matt on line one, who's wants to say, I don't have to wait long to get on the air. Hey, douche, you've already been waiting 1 minute and 24 seconds.
It's going to get longer.
So what's the point of calling and telling Joe to put on the screen, you don't have to wait long to get on the air?
What line is he on?
Line one. Now, maybe he's one of these guys that is called when I'm just taking calls, unscreened calls.
Uh-huh, maybe.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah, I'm. Oh, okay. I'm over.
You got to pick a handset up, though.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know it was over here.
Line one.
Who's this? Yeah. What's your topic?
Topic.
Yeah. Can you hold on just a minute, please? Okay. Which one do I put on for hold? The bottom one here, right here.
The top one. The top.
Take it from the bottom.
There you go. You got it.
All right.
You got it. You did it.
Hey, are you still there? Yeah, we'll get right to you. We're going to get to you in just a second. Okay, yep. But about 15 seconds.
See, the thing is, though,
hold on, please.
Every time you do that, it resets the clock.
Oh.
So now?
Well, I have 2 minutes.
Hey, are you still there?
Stop it. You're not on the air yet, are you?
Mike, you go ahead. You keep doing that with him, because I can take other calls at the same time while you're doing that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hey, Matt.
Oh, hold on a second. I can't
Mike,
do it.
Apparently not.
If we're on the same phone bank, we can't do it.
What's that, buddy? Oh, yeah, I'll be doing that real soon. Hey, listen, we're going to put you on real soon, okay? Suck me. That's fun. That's big fun. You want to talk to him off the air? No, you don't care.
No, I want him to wait a while.
Okay, yeah. We'll let him wait a while now. It's not like I want to get back on the air and torture him or anything like that. That wouldn't be funny. Hey, are you still there? Hey, Matt, this is Mike. I'm talking again off the air. Nobody else is hearing. They're hearing my voice. 6 million people are listening to me right now, but you know, nobody's listening to you. Okay, because you're going to get on so quick. You know, Matt, really, can I be honest? You keep talking and trying to say funny things. The question I'd have for you is, why? Please hold.
Hello, John and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Jill.
Hi, Jill.
How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good. I just wanted to call. I was listening to the show yesterday, and I tried to get through, but couldn't. And I just wanted to call and say I love listening to you guys on WJFK every day.
Ah, well,
thank you, Jill.
Thank you for listening on WJFK every day.
Very nice.
And I look forward to continuing to listen to you guys every day.
You will. No problem. Hold on a second. I got to talk to Matt for a second. Come on.
Hey, Matt, did you get a chance to hear Jill?
Hey, let me have some fun with him.
She was just on the air. Hold on.
I'm home.
Don's going to talk to Matt now.
Hello? Who's this, please? Matt, I've never heard of you. What can I do for you? You're the guy that says, it says on the screen you don't have to wait long to get on the air. Hold, please. You'll be next on the air.
We're having some fun. Was he trying to do stick with you?
Yeah, he was. Hey, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. Don't right. do this to me. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike.
Motion City,
let
you guys know that we're listening.
Yeah, you just hold on. Start again, please.
The phone system just cut you off. Go ahead.
Well, I was just calling in to say, listening to you guys on Motion City, listening every day, and we were pulling for you. And I heard that joke about Westwood One yesterday and wanted to say, let you know that we were all listening out here in OC.
Right on. Well, I think Ocean City will be, we got them on our list. They'll be okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone was telling me today.
My kid is very brief. He was very upbeat today. No need to
be negative. Somebody was yelling at me before the show, saying, oh, be very careful. You're burning the bridges with these stations, you know, blah, 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 blah. Listen, any station that wants to keep this show, it's real simple. You call our agent, you have his number. Or you call the management here, and you tell them, listen, when we get out of this Westwood One thing, of which we don't have a signed contract.
Right.
So I don't see how tough it's going to be to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
tell him you still want the show.
That's all we need to know.
Not easy.
Because you'll pay prorated whatever your market size is, and we can work it out. But Ocean City, I agree. And I've already talked to Paula down there. Things are cool at 96 Rock.
Good.
So we'll be rocking to the beach. All right,
well,
see you later.
Guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you
later.
Hold on.
Bye-bye.
Doc's going to talk to Matt again.
I'm good.
Yes, hello. Matt from Sacramento, what did you want to talk about? You like him a lot. And you don't want to be on hold that long. Okay, well, how long have you been on hold, sir? You've not been on hold 2 hours and 0 minutes? You've been on hold 5 minutes? I apologize. They'll take your call next. Please turn your radio down. Hold on, please. Okay. There you go. Let me take one more.
Yeah,
hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi there.
Hi. Hi, Rob. Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
Hi. Well, I just wanted to tell you that I did live in Fairfax. Now I live in Manassas, but it was the longest trip home yesterday from McLean to Manassas, listening to you guys complain and complain. I didn't laugh all the way home.
Honey, you know, actually, I go through and chart this, and do you know that the time that we complained was
at least 45 minutes.
No, negative. It was 21 minutes of complaining.
Well, I never laugh, and I like listening to y'all because it makes my ride better.
Well, can I tell you something? You're a really dumb, smelly bitch. And until you can sell time correctly, you're not allowed to be on the show anymore. I'd rather talk to the guy.
Why are you being mean to me?
Because you're being mean to me, because you're saying...
mean to you.
Okay, what? You don't think being mean to two guys that make their living doing a comedy radio show to call and say I drove all the way home from McLean to Manassas and I didn't laugh, you don't think that's being mean to us?
It's just being truthful.
That's not truthful. Hey. Truthful can be mean, like when Doug called you a smelly bitch.
That's not nice. I don't ever let my kids talk like that.
Well, good for you. Well, but you're a grown-up smelly bitch. Listen, honey, listen, here's the point.
Hey, she's laughing now.
Yeah. Hey, here's the point. Really, I do keep track of that, and I try to keep our whining to a minimum. But actually, that segment yesterday, and we actually do review this stuff, so you know, that segment was 46 minutes long. 26 minutes of that segment was reading the Snoop Doggy Dog article.
Right, I listened to that. I guess I just don't like Snoop that much.
You don't like what?
Oh, now see, let's tailor the whole goddamn show to you.
You don't like
it? Wait a minute. No. I forgot about that. That's right. I did listen to that. So we
actually spent just 20 minutes out of a four-hour show yesterday talking about how disenchanted we are, and how we're going to break our syndication arrangement. If, for whatever reason, that didn't satisfy you, and I can understand because I believe you're a woman that's very hard to satisfy, let me just say, suck me. Mike, you can't do it until I hang up on this lady.
I know. He's just ready.
I know, I'm ready.
All right, so suck me, Deborah. Deborah? Yeah, I think you have to hang up that phone.
God damn it.
The phone's... Hey, Deborah?
Yes.
See, well, yeah, when you pick it up, it like canceled her out.
Right, Deborah? See?
What?
Nothing.
SB.
Hey, come on now.
Call a little positive energy, for Christ's sake.
Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. When you're when you're watching, I don't know what you, let's say you watch.
And turn your radio down, Deborah.
If you ever watch Letterman.
It's on antenna.
If you ever watch Letterman at night and you turn it on and he spends like the first 15 minutes just bitching about how he hates CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever think to call David Letterman up and say...
You know, you gave the same scenario yesterday.
Right. Yeah, well...
Right.
So
I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
Good. Suck me! Suck me! Suck me!
Oh, my goodness. And I know my kids are listening, and I hear you guys talking to me.
Well, you shouldn't have your kids listening because it's an adult show.
Hey, kids, your mom has vaginitis.
They're 21 and 22. They're not babies.
Mommy has vaginitis.
You have a penis.
Now, mommy's angry.
Watch your language, mommy.
Mommy's an angry computer. Mommy's an angry computer. You are just a bitch.
Oh, I know, and I like being a bitch.
Yeah, well, all right, well, fine.
I'm proud of it.
You know what? Do it on your own time, and don't waste our listeners' time with it.
Because what we have to say is very important. What you have to say is very trivial. That's why we're here, and you're there.
Keep your bitchiness to your coworkers and your family.
Oh, I do, believe me.
I know, I bet you do.
And I bet you I do.
What do you do? Are you a collection agent?
Oh, that's a good job.
Yeah. Don't spray your fecal feminine odor here.
Is there anything worse than a pushy broad who takes great joy as she runs around being a bitch in her flying 8-cylinder C-mobile?
Oh, is this 8-cylinder?
I guarantee it's not an 8-cylinder. Yeah, a 4 would be more like it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the C. It's right, the 8-cylinder C.
Is it a minivan?
No, I don't have any babies anymore. I don't maxi need a van. Baby.
Oh, sorry, you can't?
I have maxi van.
Maxi van.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike.
That was fun.
Hello.
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 She's gone, and I think it's your turn, Mike.
38 minutes after the hour.
I think it's your turn if you wanted to... it's been 4 minutes and 50 seconds since
Don
last
Mike
time
show.
We spoke to a man.
Hey, can I talk to Don and Mike, please?
Oh, hold on a second. That got on the air. Go ahead. I had the pod open. Go ahead.
You're next, Don and Mike. Hello.
He actually did get on.
Hey, what's happening? Who's this? Oh, man, we let you slip and get on the air. This is the guy we wanted to keep off the air.
Yeah, but he only got on for a second.
Oh, man, this is the guy we can't. No, you see, you're not on the air. You're really not on the air, man, from Sacramento. Yeah, continue to live out there. Hold on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, David from McLean. How you doing?
Hi there.
I just want to let you guys know, whatever topic you guys are talking about, you guys are always radio guys. That other lady had no idea what she was talking about.
Well, she had issues.
Well, the whole thing, like anytime we talk about anything on the show, listen, you guys have the power, really.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like it, turn it off. But please,
exactly.
don't waste my time by complaining, because the biggest way you can complain is by not listening. Listen, I'd really like to chat with you, but I have a more important call. Hold on, please. Don Geronimo, can you get on the air? Who is this? Matt, and I should put you on the air because you're a dedicated listener. You've been on hold for 14 minutes. Well, I want to take your call. I tell you what, though, I see we have 14 other lines that are on hold and 2 other lines that are ringing right now. Doing my very, very best. What can we do for you, buddy? Hey, listen, I'm sorry. That's a great answer, but I don't have time. Can you hold, please? I promise we'll take your call right after the break. Hold on a moment, please. Oh, and are you on a cell? Great. Hold on, please.
That is even better. You're cutting him off even off air. He starts to do his little spiel, and you go, hold on a second.
Yeah, let's break.
Yes.
And we'll come back, and we'll see if he's still there.
He will. Yeah, absolutely.
You want to tell him he's the next call?
Sure. Don and Mike Show, you will be the next caller. Please keep your radio turned down. You'll be on momentarily.
Not.
Uh-huh. All right, we'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
The Don and Mike Show. It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. It's time for Don and Mike.
What about Bob?
Great movie.
Now that's one. I got the DVD, and I actually, the other day,
I wish my wife had been around to see it.
I actually took out a DVD that I owned, put it in the machine, and watched it.
Wow. She doesn't like that. She gets mad when you watch a movie that comes over like the satellite that you actually have in your possession.
Yeah, she'll get mad at me when, you know, it's like that Bruce Springsteen song, 500 channels, nothing's on.
Right.
But if Casino is on Stars.
Stars.
I'll watch it. And she'll say, why are you watching? You've got it on the shelf.
Right.
And I say, I have it just to have it. I never have it to watch it. Well, the other day, the weather was crappy, shocker, and there was absolutely, really, just nothing on. It was like Harry Potter was on one of the channels, and
they're going crazy and get ready for that for the next 10 years. That's going to be the new Short Circuit. Right?
Some bad Goldie Hawn movie was on the other channel,
and a lot of Ice Age lately too.
You're a wizard, Harry. So, get off the TV.
So I went to the wall, and I said, "Okay, I'm actually going to watch one this time."
I think I'm the first person in America that did Hagrid or whatever the hell.
Probably.
Yeah. You're a wizard, Harry. Be really sure you're.
Ray Romano?
What's that?
In Ice Age, it's Ray Romano, right?
Right, yeah, right.
But you're doing Harry Potter.
I'm doing Hagrid. But which is the big, super big guy. Is it Hagrid?
It kind of sounds like Jesse Ventura.
A little variation on that with just a little bit of an accent.
Ray Romano's character, I know, because I've seen it a dozen times. Manfred the Mammoth.
Manfred the Mammoth. And yeah. Hagrid is the...
That sounds right.
I think... I hope I'm getting it right. We're not tracking with the Harry Potter.
No.
All right.
All I know is that I go to the wall. I got 100 of these things. I got so many of them now that...
Do you have a lot of DVDs?
Yeah, I got like 100. And most of them not even been opened. So I go to...
Oh, dear.
Right now, who's the dickhead looking in the window?
I'm going to be troubled
you
now.
Your feet there, but...
Yo. Called into the studio now.
You know, is there anything worse, really, than doing the show? No. I don't mind someone walks by and just...
Let's check. We always have to check.
This ain't a zoo.
Find out. Well, remember the one time we did that? It was like a $1 million buy.
Look at him. There's no way. But he's a guy who actually stopped... Put his hand up over his eyes and peered into the studio.
And stared.
So where is he?
Rob's like saying, there's nothing here. Nothing to see here.
Hey, what's your problem, dude? Come here. Come here. You want to stare at us like we're animals? Sure. Come in here.
We're having a bad day. Now, do you work here?
We're having a good day. What's your name?
Yo, my name is Dean.
Dean, what are you doing?
I came here from Infinity in New York City to help your sales team sell more advertising.
Do you know who you sound exactly like?
Yeah.
Is there anyone you sound like? Garcia in the movie, the hell is it? The movie you love.
Ocean's 11. Not Ocean's 11, no.
Yeah. Listen to him. Say this even more mellow than when you said, yo, just say this line for me. Say, I want you to do this, run and hide.
I want you to do this, run and hide.
Not bad, Mike.
Isn't that pretty close?
Pretty close. Listen, here's lesson number one.
Yes, sir.
When you walk by that window, just keep going. Okay?
All right.
Kind of throws us off our rhythm when a guy stands out there like...
Wait, don't leave yet. What's another line? What's another line from Ocean's 11?
Congratulations, I've met all of your demands. You have control of my casino.
Can you say that? Congratulations, I've met all of your demands. You have control of my casino.
Congratulations, I've met all of your demands. You have control of my casino.
Wow.
He does sound like...
He does sound like Andy Garcia.
Good.
He
goes,
see ya.
And what's the lesson when you walk by the window? Ooh, he just caught his hand. Did you hurt yourself?
Keep on moving.
Thank you.
He just crushed his hand.
Oh, well. He'll learn and he'll know.
Run and hide.
Run and hide. Hey, Ocean's 11 is another one I've got on DVD.
Yes, Julie.
I very rarely watch it. I watch it on HBO. But anyway, I go to the wall the other day and I'm thinking, I got 100 movies, there's nothing on TV. Mm-hmm. It was What About Bob? And I want to tell you, that movie holds up.
You know, I'm going to go back and watch it. It is really... I don't have it. I actually don't have that on DVD.
Birthday alert.
Excellent.
No.
I don't want that for my birthday.
Okay.
Tell me what you do. I'd be disappointed. It's your movie. You're passionate about that. I'm not passionate about that.
But I could get you, as an extra gift. Like a stocking stuffer.
A stocking stuffer. Sure. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, I like that thinking.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me know what you do want.
All right. Very good, man.
Don and Mike show. Hello? This is Don. How may I help you? You want to get... Yeah, you're on the air. Hey, is this the guy we've been effing with all day? We've been effing with you for 30 minutes, so what did you want to say? You're finally on the air. Yeah. Hey, guess what? Right, you're not on the air. Hold on, please, though. Your call will be the next one we take. He is just...
There he is.
A total DA.
Run and hide.
He's just the total DA. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I think that guy...
Did you say sucked?
Sucked.
Well, I don't understand.
I think he's doing like suck me.
I guess.
Oh, that could be a variation on it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
DA.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Turn down your radio, please. I hear us.
Oh, I'm on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Don.
Yes, you are on.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Now, why is it that we're letting the other guy, we make the other guy wait, and this guy gets right through?
I don't know.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I hope you guys sign hell for the syndication deal. Fiat.
I don't know. What did he say?
He said, there was something about...
the syndication deal and then Diatch, and then he hung up. But we don't know what he said, so...
Meanwhile, that good old guy on line one, it's still...
Makes him seem a little more attractive, doesn't it? Don's going to speak with him again.
Oh, good, good. Hi, friend. Hey, really? You get a little more credibility. Can you hold on a second, please?
Great, be patient. See, the conversations are getting shorter. He's maybe learning his lessons. You know, may I, just for a moment?
Sure.
All right. Hello, Matt. Matt, did you hear that last guy? Yeah, what's up with that? I'm real sorry we're doing this to you, but you know how it works sometimes, right? Thank you, buddy. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, he's really nice. He just said he's staying strong, and I respect that.
Don and Mike.
Hello. Hey, can I speak to Don and Mike for a minute, please?
Did you just...
hold on, please. Did we just get another guy?
Got another idiot, and Matt's got to start feeling better about himself.
Sure. Don and Mike show, can I help you? Well, now, how come you know it's me now, but you didn't know it was me when I... Hold, please. Hold, please.
Was he difficult that time? Did his stock go down again?
I picked the phone, Don. My shoe was Don. He said, well, how come he didn't know it was us when I picked the phone? Well, I was sitting in the middle of traffic and you guys didn't know it. I said, hold on a second.
Oh, boy.
Hello,
Getting tough to pick those lines.
Now I don't know which one is which. Let me just take one more unscreened one. Then you can talk to both of the guys who were on hold.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi. Hello?
Joe?
Your phone is dropping out.
This is not Joe. This is Don and Mike.
Oh. Can I get on the air?
Yeah, hold on, please.
Oh, no.
Now, this is like not a joke.
We have three?
This is not a joke.
We have three guys now.
We got three of them right now. And, Mike, the lines are 1, 2, and 6.
Hey, Matt.
The guy on line one may get out of jail soon here.
Matt. Hold on a second.
Did you lose him?
Matt, are you there?
Hold on. You're effing up the system.
Matt.
No, you're not doing it right. Put it back on hold. Now, pick it up again.
Matt. All right, you're there. Okay, can you hold on a second? All right, yes, stay strong.
All right, line two is the guy in Baltimore.
Glad we didn't...
Hello? Wait, what do you say? Hold it, you just started something. What do you want? Hold on.
Now go to 6.
That's an idiot. All right, I'm just letting everybody know. Line 6. 2.
Go to 6. That's the newest guy.
Yes, 1 minute after the hour. Hello.
These last couple are naturally occurring phenomena.
Yes, what can I do for you? I don't think that's possible. Well, what do you want to speak with them about? No. You're gone. And he is.
Are you hung up on that guy?
Yeah, he's gone. Number one is our old friend Matt, right? Matt's hanging in there and he's staying strong, and I'm developing a relationship with
Matt. Number two is the guy in Baltimore.
Number two is... Now, what happened to number two?
He must have hung up.
I think he hung up, and number six was worth anyone's time.
Here is Joe. Hi, Joe.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Nah, Joe, come on.
This is what you get. The day before a full moon.
Hello, Don. Show. Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to tell you guys, you're the only thing that makes travel around the Beltway bearable at this time of day.
Thank you, my friend. And, hey, if we were morning zoo guys, we'd be doing the 5 o'clock whistle.
Yeah. Party. 24 hours of nonstop. 48 hours of nonstop fun.
5 o'clock, just after 5 o'clock.
Driving the weather together on the 8th.
WJFK FM, Washington, live 105, Baltimore, 94.
Hey guys,
WYSB, Philadelphia. Let me read this, please. 96 Rock, Ocean City, KCJJ, Iowa City. Yeah?
What? Yes, rude person.
Yeah?
If you guys change your radio contract, are you going to still keep the rights to all the sound bites you guys play?
We're not changing any contract.
If you get out of your deal with Infinity.
We're not getting out of any deal with Infinity. I mean, listen, a lot of people are going to be bored with this, but I'll tell you in 20 seconds. Mike and I have a contract with Infinity that runs till 2008.
That's set.
To broadcast on WJFK.
2008?
It's 5 years.
Jeez.
We don't have a contract with Westwood One, the company that's syndicating our show, which is why we're getting out of that deal.
Man, 2008, I'm going to be old. We'll keep the sound bites.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Matt's still on hold.
Hey, dude.
He might be lonely.
Yeah, I'm liking him more and more.
I want to tell you something. The more calls we take, the better you're sounding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I mean this, the better your chance of getting on the air is.
Absolutely.
Hold, please.
Yeah, but real, real fans of the show will know
the real truth. Hello. Shh. Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Don. Yeah. Harvey Fisher was down here.
Down where?
in Atlanta.
And where?
His band was playing. His big rock and roll band played Saturday
night. No, listen, I got to watch and see because I can't make fun of Harvey's band.
Yeah, my band. Look, I don't care anymore. You can tee off on disc jockeys with bands because I'm inclined to agree with you.
Harvey was fantastic as usual.
Well, much as I'd like to continue the conversation with the other people. Mm-hmm. And now we have people calling to comment on the other people. Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hello?
Come on.
Listen, if you're not going to participate as soon as we pick up the phone, you're going to be put into the same purgatory that the guy from Sacramento is.
Okay.
Hold, please.
Too stupid.
That's hell right there.
Right.
Two callers, no waiting. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Me? Is it me? This is Joe from the Legacy New York Factor. We love you.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. Ciao.
Thank you.
Oh, and listen, we got real scary pressure next week. Coming
scary?
Up, it's coming up. Not scary like that, Rob.
It's Friday the 13th.
I just tell you that next week we get the monthly ratings.
So fine, say then.
Next month we get the monthly ratings, and next week we get the monthly ratings in Philadelphia.
Come get me, Sabian!
We'll let you know as soon as we know.
We'll let you know if it's good, bad, indifferent.
Tell them if Sabian's not here in 20 minutes, you die.
I really think that that next week will kind of be setting the table for what will happen this summer.
We'll find out.
I don't want to talk to anyone else but Sabian.
I don't want to put too much pressure on us, but that's just a fact.
I got it.
If there's Sabian here...
You know, I heard from somebody in the company that, never mind, something about Tim. I think Tim's become a character on the show now.
Yeah, kind of.
I enjoy talking about
character?
Tim. Yeah, a love character, Tim Sabian.
Beloved.
Yes. Program director of WYSB.
You've got 4 minutes to get Sabian here, or you'll find out just how serious I really am. Right.
That's next week. We'll let you know what happens.
Sabian.
Hello, Philadelphia. Just watch it. Very soon we're going to change that to Hughes. Because I'll say this about Tim. We've had our battles with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a good guy. We really don't hate him. And he's definitely sat through all of...
He asked for saving.
Yes, he has.
All of that. He sits through all that. He's okay. You know, whatever happens on YSB happens. We make our number. We'll stay on that station. If we don't, he'll play his box of records.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, for the record, we really don't hate Tim Sabian.
No.
He's a good guy. We bust his balls because he's the boss. Now, I'll tell you somebody who I don't hate either, but I really do. Last week, I think I called Michael Hughes a dick.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is one of our vice presidents.
Right.
Now, you would think that you've been in the business long enough, you know, that part of the shtick is us against them. And
right.
I get mad at these guys and I call them names. but it just comes with the territory. Well, I get a call last night. I'm having my dinner one night, and it's like I pick up my hello. He goes, "Hey, it's Michael." I said, "Hey, what's happening?" He said, "I'm very upset. You called me a dick today." It's like, how do you think Tim Sabian feels? I mean, relentlessly.
Yeah.
Tim Sabian, Jeremy Coleman, Ken Stevens,
right.
Alan Linewand, Alan Goodman. The list goes on.
It's kind of our shtick,
yeah. You're the bad guys. We're the good guys. Okay? Dick?
Oh, God.
Hold on a second.
Let's word check.
Hello? I know. We love our callers from Sacramento. Matt, We're going to have to break now because everybody loves Low Budget Jeopardy. You like that bit, don't you?
He's number one, though, when we come back.
I tell you, we'll decide if we can play, if you can play when we come back from the break. Hold on. I'm going to let you talk to Mike in just a second. Hold on, Mike. Hold on. Just let me take one other call.
Okay.
Then you can talk to him for a second. Let's go here. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I just want to tell you that I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada, and that we love your show out here.
Thank you.
Tell you, I'm a tech in the field, and I listen to you guys, and you keep my day going. And
I'm really
upset that you guys might be leaving us.
Well, that's really up to your radio station, but we do appreciate your loyalty. Thank you very much, and I do mean that very sincerely. Hold on just a second. Hello, Don and Mike show at 5:07.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, man, you gave me two reasons to live today.
Why?
That's one more than I had yesterday.
Okay.
You guys are going until 2008, and I'm collecting state quarters, and that's when they run out. So, I mean, I got two reasons.
Okay, I get what this is.
He's collecting what kind of quarters?
State quarters. You know the quarters? You know the quarters that come out that say, like...
So, going to be out, like, in 2008.
So, there you go.
Very, very. So, it'll all be done.
Thank you very much. And, by the way, I'm from Philadelphia, and your syndication prop, just let it go. Stay with the hometown boys, you know?
Gotcha.
Boys who love you.
All right, well, Philly's there.
It's all right, bud. Thanks a lot.
It's all up to you-know-who. The guy who's not a dick. Mike, you want to go ahead?
I don't... Let me pick that up here. My friend, how are you? Oh, that's good. That's good. We're doing Low Budget Jeopardy next. You know, I don't really think so. I'd tell you if I thought you could. There's a chance.
No, there's a chance.
There's a chance. There's a chance, but I'm not sure. You might be. You might play the game. You know, I'll tell you. Here's what I'm going to do. During the commercial break, I don't know if you listen to the show a lot, but if you do, you know, I'm pretty. In with Don, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a good word in for you, and when we come back, if you know, you'll know as soon as I'll know, but I will put in a good word for you. And we're pretty tight.
We're best buds.
Great.
Tell him it's usually first come, first serve.
It's usually first come, first serve, and you've been on the line.
He's been on hold
quite some time,
an hour now,
an hour, and that's delightful. But let me talk to Don, and I will see what I can do for you, my friend. Thanks, Matt.
Now, listen, I hope...
Please hold.
I hope everybody will realize... Now, this is not... Riley, step up to the mic for a second.
Yeah.
This is not going to be a violation, but I want you to know that we're not just pretending with this guy. So Mike and I aren't going to talk to him on the air, but I'm going to put the guy's voice on the air for a second.
Okay.
So you know that there is a tool out there who's just been waiting
Hey.
For an hour. Excuse me.
Tool's a little harsh, okay? I got a relationship with this guy.
There's a jerk out there.
There you go. Thank you.
So, Rob, now on the air, but technically not on the air with Mike and I, so
right.
It doesn't count.
Right.
Just say hi to him. He's been on hold now an hour, and we're coming to him next. Cue Robbie.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Matt. I'm the Tool.
Okay, and you're calling from where?
Sacramento.
Okay, that's enough.
Bye, hold on.
All right, so there, you heard him. It is a real guy.
Yeah.
And he's been waiting an hour. And he might be the next person on the air.
That's right.
Maybe.
It's like The Price is Right.
You never
Matt
know.
From Sacramento. Come on down. Or stay on hold.
Absolutely.
As you go into your second hour.
Good luck.
Got a break. 5:10, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What was it like when you, the night of the election, and you have to talk to President Clinton? And had you talked to him much during the campaign directly?
Probably not. I wouldn't talk to him.
Not a lot. We sort of talked past each other. We had two debates, but nobody showed up. And but I called him, Cleck. And,
thanks, Cleck.
Yeah. Well, you know, our campaign's been broke for months. Okay, fine.
Thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel? The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, kids. Scared? Right. Here you go. 106.7 WJFK FM. 105.7. Live 105. 94. WYSB. 96 Rock. KCJJ, Iowa City. Oh, we didn't mention WJFK's in Washington, D.C. Live 105's in Baltimore.
Tom McFarlane, everybody.
522.
You'll laugh until your uterus falls out. Right. The Don and Mike Show.
There it is. I did that kind of a sound. Sound somebody's uterus falling out.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And on uterus, Queen Latifah.
Was that it? Boy, it fell. It took a long time to hit the ground.
Big uterus. Before we get to Jeopardy, we got a guy with a joke.
Oh, man.
You know, God knows, we're funny. Man, we're funny.
Yeah, how you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great. We're funny. But the deal is, we tell the jokes on the show. And if you think you have a joke that's funny, we ask you to give your phone number. And the deal is, we are ready to laugh. This is not like make us laugh, but you've called now with what you think is a funny joke. And if the joke is not funny, if we don't laugh, me, Mike, Buzz, Robbie, we'll give your phone number out on the air. You understand that?
That is perfectly acceptable.
All right. Well, then, everybody, please get in a good frame of mind.
All right. I'm ready to laugh.
Yeah. Here we go. Brad, let it go.
All right. Me and my buddy were out at Starbucks, and I ordered a cup of coffee, and he said, "Coffee? I really see you in tea." And I looked at the girl behind the counter named Catherine, and looked at my buddy, and I said, "Jeff. You see Terry? She got city bar."
All right, everybody. Now, you'll want to call this guy very late or very early over the weekend.
He can call me anytime. That's just fine.
His phone number?
I give it a shot.
His phone number is
I knew the rules, and I accept it.
You know, he waited 2 days to do that show.
Yeah, area code
360-870-5390. The cell phone. Leave me messages, guys.
He asked.
They will.
Jeff, Brad, you want to give that number out again?
It's area code 360-870-5390. Give me a call, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye!
Wow. Goodbye.
Hey, Matt.
Matt's got some disappointing news.
Oh, no. Matt's got disappointing news?
Yeah, he's not going to be playing Low Budget Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, Matt, I'm sorry. Listen, I want to tell you, I had a conference with Mike during the break, you know, because Mike's my best buddy, and I really fought for you. But Mike doesn't want you to play Jeopardy.
Ouch.
Mike doesn't want you to.
He's going to find it as a tremendous betrayal.
It's not me. No, hey. No, I'm right here. Nothing but love for you. Hold on, though, Matt. Hold on. I'm going to get to you during the show, I promise. Because one thing I can tell you, I sit on the side where I press the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I guarantee you'll get on sometime during the show today. But, again, you know, Mike and I almost came to blows outside. Mike was just so anti-you. I said, man, I love the guy. He's a dedicated listener. He's been on hold now for 1 hour and 26 minutes.
And I said, suck me.
And then Mike said, suck me, yeah. Hold on, Matt. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to build up that relationship again. I know that's pretty obvious. Good
he
luck.
Understands. You want to talk to him before we start the bet?
Yeah, I see no reason why not
to. You probably should.
Mend some fences. Matt. Okay.
What?
He's not speaking to me.
Oh, no, I don't think he picked it up the right way.
No, he said, I'm not speaking to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That turned out
good. Hey, dude. Mike is not very mean. No, he's not. He's sorry, Mike. Hold on. You should say that to Mike. Hold on, please.
Hello. Okay, well, you know, maybe we can build on that. I guess in a way I might be sorry too. Can you hold?
No.
He said he was sorry, and then I said I was sorry because I didn't fight for him, and I didn't really go into detail.
Right.
hold on. Let me just get this off my chest.
So all you people that were bitching about us doing, talking about syndication.
Hello, Matt.
Tell me something.
This is not going to feel good to you.
You like this any better?
I'm really not sorry.
I'm sorry.
And I put him on hold. It's the way I feel. Don's right. Talking to him now.
Don't give up hope. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. All right, good man. Hold on. Thank you. There he is.
That's cool. Matt. Matt's been on hold for...
1 hour and 28 minutes.
Very good.
And now to a Friday's favorite. And I know our guest will have some thoughts on that. The guy that's been on hold. You've seen him on American Idol, and now you'll see him on this new dumb show called Cupid. Here he is, everybody. And we can't technically play the American Idol music because Fox said they would sue us.
Wow.
So we're playing the rip-off music. Here is... Why are you looking at me like that? Simon Cowell.
What were you thinking?
With what?
That shirt. It's so completely inappropriate. I don't understand why...
It's a Hawaiian
why
shirt.
Do you feel it necessary to wear these type of things? You look like... I have to say this. A clown. You're not a clown. You're a disc jockey. You're making your radio show. You don't need to wear clown clothing. Save that for the people that work in the fast food restaurants, please.
I'm wearing a Spider-Man Hawaiian shirt.
I'm not sure what you're wearing. I find it completely offensive, and it's not going to get you any further along. And if you want to establish yourself as a broadcast legend, which some misguided individuals have made that comment to me, you don't wear clown shirts to work. It's not going to work for you. Not going to get the respect of your peers. And it's just not going to work. I find it completely heinous.
Was American Idol fixed?
Now, listen, I brought someone in to help me express myself. I briefed Rob because we don't have someone sitting next to me. So when I say something, was American Idol fixed? Is the most ridiculous and most insensitive comment I've ever heard. Right.
Simon.
Yeah, that's all Rob will say. That's just like he's filling the role of Paul Abdul. Of course it wasn't fixed. What are you talking about?
Come on.
American Idol was not fixed. It was completely legitimate. It was completely legitimate. Our contestants started. We would not put the time and the labor into it if we wanted to fix it. And that's spoken like a true man who would wear a silly cartoon shirt.
Simon.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes, ask away, but
I tell you, I'm not long for this world if you're going to be sitting there asking me these stupid questions.
Ryan Sequest.
He's a phenomenon, and I find him very grating and very annoying, but I think he's been very, just enormously popular, and enormously popular with the ladies in particular. There's something about him that people gravitate to, and he seems to have this ability to communicate with our audience, and of course the ratings speak for themselves, and until they go down, I'm going to keep Ryan exactly where he is.
Now, I've read that you made gay jokes about him.
Yes, I did.
And that he made gay jokes about you.
Well, he's another one that wears the silly boy outfits, and I find them very offensive. And I made gay jokes about him, and then you can read about me in my personal life, and you can realize which is true and which is not. I'll be very honest with you.
I'd
be honored. Thank you, Rob. I think, really, you understand where he comes from, and he'd be much more comfortable in his life, in the company of his fellow men.
What about Paula Abdul? Being as Rob is pretending to be Paula today and just saying, Simon, what about it?
Paula would love to love the whole world. She would love to get everybody on a boat together to have a nice big feast and a cruise, and everybody would be lovey-dovey, and I think I find that absolutely disingenuous, because behind the scenes, she's a total catwoman.
Simon!
She would claw your eyes out just as soon as look at them. That's what she does, and that's what she's all about. Do not be deceived by the sweetness and light. Everyone has talent attitude you see on television. She's particularly evil behind the scenes, and that's where you get the real opinions on some of our idiots that audition.
Now, what?
And they're all dog? Idiots.
Simon! Hey, dog, what about Randy, that other judge?
Randy is what?
Dog.
Now, I will tell you quite honestly about Randy. I am not going to criticize Randy. I am not going to offer up any controversial statements about Randy, because I recognize a common fact about media in this country.
Which is?
You never attack minorities.
Simon.
Stop it, Rob.
Now, you have a show on CBS.
Yes.
That just looks dumb as
you're talking, of course, about Cupid.
Cupid.
Cupid's going to be a smash. It's going to be a smash hit. It's going to be the, I think it's going to be the hottest thing, quite frankly, since American Idol. I think it's going to be, quite frankly, the finest program that's ever aired on American television.
Do you ever wear anything besides those tight-fitting black T-shirts?
I love my black T-shirts, and I cannot believe that I'm receiving this criticism from a man who is wearing an apartment fire on his shirt.
Oh, Spider-Man. Thank you, Rob.
Spider-Man was... that is very, very last month. how last month can you get? As a matter of fact, all of your clothing.
I look around
at you, and you all are challenged as far as...
Yes. Look in the next room. Tell me if that guy doesn't fit your mode.
Would you like
your mode?
Would you like... All right. I know what you're getting at. I'm aware of what you're getting at. What you're getting at here is that you would like me to analyze everyone. Is that what you'd like me to do? Would you like me to look at him?
Yes, it does.
All right. It's a lovely outfit if we're going to the medieval times restaurant to eat chicken with our hands.
Fine.
I'm wearing the same... What time does the jousting begin?
Same thing you were wearing.
It's not the same thing. No, if you'll notice, I have a collar. Yours seems to hang off a shoulder like you're ready to put on some sort of knight's armor. When are you going to put on your chain armor, Buzz? Is the jousting going to begin?
I'm ready.
Begin? Excuse me?
Simon Grammer.
And your hair?
Yes, what about it?
How 1977 can we get? Is there a chance you could go for a modern look?
The way my hair grows.
It's the way your hair grows. I'm not talking about how it grows. I'm talking about how you have it cut.
Simon.
Rob.
All right, what about me? Come on, you've already talked about my Spider-Man shirt.
I'll be honest with you. I'd love to analyze you. And I've made the comment about the shirt. And quite frankly, I think everything else really flows together quite nicely. You've managed to put your hair where it should be. You go straight back with it. It's got a bit of gray, which you don't seem to be intent on coloring, which I think is good judgment. You have you seem to have some facial hair.
I have it trimmed very closely, yes.
And that's not a bad look either. But the problem is, you can make all those good decisions, and listen to me carefully, make all those good decisions when you make a decision like that, and then you throw on something as hideous as that shirt, it ruins the entire moment. It really, really does. Please trust me when I say, I'm very happy with the hair, I'm very happy with the beard, but the shirt cancels it all out. It wipes it out, just like an eraser. It's like you're taking an Etch-A-Sketch and shaking it violently. Good night, Madame.
What about the boy right here, your friend, Rob Spiewak?
The honest answer?
Please.
Yeah.
We're looking at a tragedy.
Simon!
We are looking at a total and complete tragedy. A Hawaiian shirt that really would have been more appropriate in the early 1960s. And a haircut that is the same. Why, he's retro in a very evil way. He seems to be moving himself back to 1961 with his flat-top haircut and his little tiny trimmed beard and also this Hawaiian shirt that is ghastly. You must know I'm telling the truth. It's hideous.
Now, what about... Look at a picture on the wall there. That very good-looking man, my buddy Mike O'Mara. He's not here now. What about Mike? Look.
I'm looking at... now, hold on a second.
Oh.
I'm trying to find a flaw. I am trying to find... it's a magnificent look. It's a stunning look. He is a man who really has found his style and found a level of uniqueness that also complements his natural handsomeness that I think is just truly overwhelming. And I note the way he wears that lovely Boston Red Sox T-shirt.
Simon.
He's wearing the khaki shorts that seem to go... And here's something that you could all take... He's daring. He's not wearing shoes or socks. He's in his bare feet.
Simon!
I think that is a wonderful look.
Can I tell you something?
He's gone back to a marvelous haircut where he's trimmed it very close and brushed it forward.
He was in the bathroom earlier today, in the public bathroom here at WJFK without his shoes on.
Ah. Oh, no.
He
Please
was.
Don't tell me. That is rule number three.
Flash blood warning.
Do not go into a public toilet with your bare feet. You're inviting all sorts of disease. What was he possibly thinking?
I don't know.
I take back everything I've said.
He mentioned to me.
Simon!
He walked. I was standing there taking a leak, and he walked in behind me and said, hey, I probably shouldn't be walking in here without my shoes on.
Well, he's a fool to do that. And then, of course, he plundered right in and did it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, because he can't say no to his bladder like most of us. But unfortunately, he did that. Is there anyone else you'd like me to analyze? I'd love to see, has Joe Ottinger made any progress since my last visit?
Joe,
bring him to me.
Come in. Joe Ottinger.
I'd love to see him.
There's nothing I like.
I'll tell you this, he's gotten a haircut.
Can I tell you honestly that I really enjoy people to see? Oh, no.
What?
What have you done?
Nothing.
What is that? What are you trying to get? I thought you were going to take my advice and keep the long hair. You've chopped your hair off.
Joe,
you're wearing a...
Joe, don't just shake your head, you idiot. You're on the radio.
You chopped your hair off. You're wearing... What are the shorts? Explain them to me, please.
They're short pants.
What are they made of? What is the material?
Denim.
It's denim.
Mm-hmm.
The denim jean short.
Yes.
You're wearing that.
Yes.
That's so inappropriate for any occasion. What are you going for? Are you going for the unemployment line? Maybe they would look good there, but what you're wearing right now, what is the shirt made? Who's the maker?
Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, no. No, not Tommy Hilfiger. Look, there are two types of Tommy Hilfiger. There are types of Tommy Hilfiger you wear at an opening, where he designs it, and then the type of crap that he throws out to the general public. Don't wear any more Tommy. Please, dude, can I make myself any more clear? Let me see the footwear, please. What is that? The black sneaker with the long ankle socks complements your tongue Rolling Stone statue very nicely. I'm so glad that you have accomplished absolutely nothing since I've been here. Please be excused.
Listen, Simon, hold on.
Yes, what, Don?
Please pick up line one. We got a guy who's been on hold for 1 hour and 38 minutes.
Hello, who's this? Hello? Hold on, I'm going to have to put him on hold again. One moment, please.
Okay.
Hello, this is Simon. Who's this? Matt. Where are you calling from, Matt? And how long have you been on the hold with the Don and Mike show?
About an hour 30.
Oh, no, no, no. That's totally wrong, Matt. What are you trying to accomplish? The Dummy of the Year Award? By waiting on hold for 1 hour and 15 minutes. What do you possibly hope to accomplish? This is a summer weekend. Are you planning to get out, enjoy yourself, or do anything? Do you have any errands you could run? Don't you understand that you're completely and totally wasting your time? And quite frankly, I don't see the situation improving. I'm going to put you back on hold.
Hold on, I need to speak to him.
What a jackass.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, I should have reminded him not to forget to wear shoes into the WC.
Hey, Matt, it's Don again. Hey, don't take that personally. I'm coming to you real soon.
No, that's right. Humor him.
Okay, thanks, dude. Okay, hold on, please. Hey, what's your cell company that you use? Let's give him a plug. But what's the cell company?
He's having trouble remembering it, probably. Because
AT&T. AT&T Wireless.
AT&T Wireless. I'm happy
thanks.
For
hold
it.
On, please.
Hold on. Hour 38.
Hour 39, he's been on hold now.
I understand your exercise is to keep him on hold as long as possible, and I find it totally ridiculous.
It's funny. Come on,
that
funny.
Was not fun. Nothing
very
is funny.
Very funny.
Don't understand my feelings. Nothing is funny.
Hey, Simon?
Nothing is funny. Nothing is good. Nothing is talented.
We're going to play Loba to Jeopardy. We need a...
What are you drinking? A retirement beverage
yes,
over there?
Yes, I am.
What is that product?
It's Ensure High Protein.
Oh, my God. Buy into the hype.
Retirement beverage.
Ensure. That's for someone who is 80.
Well, they make one for
who
that.
Who are you? Gregory Peck?
This is a muscle-building drink.
A muscle-building yes. drink. Well, that's all right. Okay, Mr. Olympia. Chug away.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
Ensure. I tell you, what you ensure is that you will be mocked for your rest of your life.
We're going to play Jeopardy with the first two callers right now. It's 540 on the Don and Mike Broadcast
Tell them,
Network.
Spider-Man. Tell them.
WJFK, Live 105, WYSP.
Watch out. There's a Hawaiian hurricane coming right in back of you.
KCJJ, 540. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
The Don and Mike Show. It's Friday the 13th.
They wonder if you're awesome today. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Mike Broadcast Network is 550.
That's a very, very bad Elvis impression.
Weather over the weekend.
What's a bad Elvis impression? You just played something, and I heard your announcer doing an Elvis impression.
Oh!
It was very, very poor.
This thing right here, you mean this,
They wonder if you're awesome tonight.
Thank you for playing
Tom Geronimo, Michael Mayer.
Thank you for sharing that spice.
D.C., WJFK. Rain tonight. Rain tomorrow, maybe. You know, on the weather, they got that thing that's like half sunny, half rainy. High 82. Right now, it's 86. Baltimore Live 105, same thing right now, 85.
Philly, same deal. A little cooler in Philly. It's 82 on WISP in Ocean City, Maryland. Always cooler at the shore, same weather. Shabbity Shabbin. 96 Rock. Are you ready to play the game? Now, hold on a second. What are they doing back there?
There seems to be some sort of last-second change.
We got a champion, and then we got two other people who are challengers, and we got the guy that we're effing with on the phone in Sacramento.
You want to have a Jake. Jake and Pat, so that should be all.
Okay, let's do it. Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy. Here is Simon Cowell.
Thank you, Don.
Cowell.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now in the studio is a correctional officer from Reno, Nevada. Let's say hi to Jake Singer.
Hello, Jake.
Hey.
Oh, very lovely. Well thought out. And now entering the studio is an attorney from New Jersey and a returning champion. His one-day total, $47. He's Pat Heller.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Pat, being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how's it changed your life?
It's brought me neither fame nor fortune.
Thank you, Pat. And now bursting into flames, coming through the doors, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Jake and Pat. Please do not screw with Low Budget Jeopardy's host, Alex Trebek Geronimo.
LQ, right. And kids, thank you for playing. Here are your categories, and they are Ozfest.
Oh, please.
Reuben Stuttered Facts.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very nice. He's an enormous talent.
Enormous would be the word.
Oh, yes. I'm very concerned about him blowing up.
Martha Stewart.
Oh, all right. She's time, man. I'll accept that. That's very good writing.
Name that NASCAR driver.
Tisk, tisk.
New on DVD, home video.
What would DVD be?
DVD.
So you pronounce all the letters. What is
DVD.
Is that an attempt at humor again, once again, with to say DVD? Yeah. All right, here we go. Very good. Fun, fun, fun.
Hey, wouldn't you like to take a break to smoke a fag?
I'd love to have a fag. I would love to go out and have three or four fags. Would you give me that opportunity? I do smoke. You caught me. That's my dirty little secret.
Do you get that?
No.
That in America? You know, in Britain, you call a
cigarette a fag. Oh, yes, of course. And so your slang means homosexual.
How many fags can you get in your mouth at one time?
I've never tried, but I'm sure I could get 13 or 14 fags simultaneously in my mouth. I'll play along with your charade.
Ever thought about smoking through your butt? You know, it's like one of those things you would
talk me, Don,
on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Smoking through my butt.
How many fags?
What are we talking? Can we take it any more lowbrow than that?
How many fags do you think you could get?
How many fags could I get in my butt? Is
How
that
many
what you're
fags
going
could
for?
Get in your butt?
Oh, I'm sure 100, Don. I'll amuse you. 700 fags in my butt.
Okay, you're okay.
There you go. I'm so glad that. And look at the joy on his face. He's like
happy.
A school child who's gotten a piece of candy.
Categories are Ozfest, Reuben Stuttered Facts,
smoking in my butt.
Martha Stewart.
My God.
Name that NASCAR driver.
Silly.
And new on Divid. Jake, we'll start with you.
You're insane.
All right, let's go with new on Divid for one.
My butt. Stars Jack Nicholson.
What is about Schmidt?
Who did we start with? Jake?
Jake.
$1 for you, Jake. You're on the board and rolling. My buttocks.
All right, new on Divid for two, please.
Stars Al Pacino.
What is The Recruit?
There you go. Good movie. And that guy, Colin Farrell. I mean, if regardless if you think he's a good actor or not, I happen to think he's pretty good.
What about his ass?
Check out his accent. I mean, the guy speaks like Bono, but check out his accent. It's fantastic. It is, but he's got like a Texas accent.
I understand that. I haven't been able to shake mine.
Maybe it was in phone booth. I don't know. You shake what? Your ass?
My butt.
Why is that? Because it's full of fags?
Yes, I've got fags, and I'm smoking them. I'm smoking fags in my butt.
Here we go. New one, different for three. Stars Will Ferrell.
What is Old School?
Right.
$3. You've run the first category. You should be very happy about that, Jake.
All right. Let's move on to Ozfest for one, please.
No. Ozfest. What's wrong with Oz?
No, just please.
He's married to Sharon.
This is Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, no. Come on. You're too late there, my friend.
Slow. Pat, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Ozzy Osbourne?
Right.
$1 for you, Pat. Select again, please.
Ozfest for two.
Title of HBO prison love drama.
What is Oz?
$2 for you, Pat. You're trying to play some catch-up.
I guess it depends how you watch the show. I think it's a love drama.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, and then to make everybody laugh by saying nicotine. Rectum.
For three, Ozfest for three. Star of ancient TV show, Ozzy and Harriet.
Who is Nelson? Ozzy Nelson?
All right, $3. You've tied the game, Pat. You have tied the game. You should be very excited. His ass.
Good. Hey, hold on, both of you, real quick. I know we're working under a clock today because we want to get news on, but let me just say.
They're very good.
Hey, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Matt? Sounds like he stepped away from the telephone.
Now, has he actually left?
Matt?
He's an absolutely...
Now, listen to this.
A monumental fool.
I'm going to put it on the air. You're going to hear he's just got the radio on. Hey, Matt?
Matt.
Matt in Sacramento.
Where are you, young fool?
Hey, Matt?
Yes.
Hey, dude, what's up?
I mean, that's funny.
I went to put you on the air and you weren't there. Oh, you're working now? Oh, well, come on, you got to stay with it. Hold on, I'm going to put you on the air momentarily.
Okay.
You didn't do it.
Not yet.
You did not ask him a question.
What was the question?
About his butt.
Okay, who's in control?
Pat, the returning champion, is in control, Don.
Ruben
ass.
Stuttered facts for one?
Can you imagine how many fags Ruben could get in his ass?
Oh, my.
Ruben stuttered facts. His favorite food.
What is everything?
No, see, now that's like a funny answer.
All right. Jake, your chance to steal. Can you please try to play the game properly?
What are ribs?
No. Oh, lordy, lord, that ain't like the stereotype answer. No, pizza.
Pizza is his favorite food.
Pizza. He likes pizza with Hawaiian topping.
Wonderful. Suck me.
No.
All right, Pat, you're in control.
For two?
Ruben Studdard's shoe size.
What is 14?
Negative. Jake got a chance to steal.
What is 16?
No, 15. He wears size 15.
And that means, Pat, you're in control again.
For three, please.
You know those jerseys you wore on American Idol, those 205 jerseys?
Right.
Size of those jerseys that he wore on TV.
What is 9X?
Jake got a chance to steal.
What is double XL?
No. 10XL.
10XL.
Not double XL, not triple, not quadruple. 10XL.
10XL. And Pat, you're in control.
Martha Stewart for one, please.
Retail stores that carry her linens and home and garden supplies.
What is Kmart?
Calm down. Please wait until the answers are given to give the question.
It's Friday the
13th. $1 for you, Pat. Select again, please.
What is two, for two, please?
Actress who played her beautifully in the NBC miniseries.
Who is Sybil Shepherd?
$2 for you, Pat. You're rolling now.
For three, please.
TV network that broadcast Martha Stewart's first ever TV special.
What is PBS?
Right.
$3 for Pat. He is in control. And who is stepping on the weasel? I think it's a child. Well, what's the noise in the background there?
I don't know. Is that nothing on this side?
Well, I hear something. Yes, now they're playing dumb and they're lying. They're lying through their teeth. They're lying like dogs. What is that?
Yeah, I hear that too.
That's not me.
Who said that's not me?
Pat. There might be something outside. Right. That's Jake.
Jake, what is that sound? You must tell us.
I don't know, but that is something outside. I just heard
you work in a prison. What is it, two guys having sex?
No, I'm not at the prison.
What is the sound outside? Please clarify it.
I don't know. It might be some dead bird.
Sounds like a pigeon.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds like a...
Is there a chance that it could be a pigeon, Jake?
Yes.
Listen to it.
It could be.
Why don't we all be quiet and we can listen to it for a moment? Or is it your chair? Or is it your ass?
Yeah, both of you, hold on a second. We got another update. Here's Brad, the guy that told the joke about an hour ago on the show. Brad.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, we got a lot of people from Sacramento calling me, telling me, oh, you're on the East Coast, so I'm going to call you at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah?
Well, I'm in Seattle, like I said, the first time. And I also got a lot of messages from people saying I don't have the balls to give my number out again because, you know, I'm a fag, I'm an F and this and that. But everybody wants to get my number again, so I'm going to give it out again if that's all right.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, area code 360-870.
5390.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Boy, what a fun weekend that dimwit will have. All right, final category, guys. Name that NASCAR driver.
I still hear that. Good, good, good.
Who's in control here?
I don't know, but we're listening to Jake's ass.
Pat? Pat, NASCAR, he is number three.
Who is Dale Earnhardt?
Yes, that's right.
$1 for you, Pat. Select him.
I'll take it for two.
For two. Number 24.
Who is Jeff Gordon?
Now, what are you doing?
$2 for you,
the
Pat.
The phone.
Jake, what's going on?
Somebody coming.
Now I heard a kid.
Now there is a kid. I just got out of the room. Just waking up.
That's all right. You can certainly acknowledge the fact that you have a baby.
Oh, I do now, yeah.
There's nothing wrong. Admit it, man. Don't hide behind it. Admit it.
For three. He, NASCAR, he's number 20.
Who is... Don't.
Jake, your chance to steal. With
who
baby.
Is Rusty Wallace?
Negative. Home Depot car, Tony Stewart.
And that is the end of the final round. I'm sorry, the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Thank God we made it through. Now, who's got one here, Simon?
Pat, the returning champion, has $15, and Jake has $6. LQ.
All right, guys, anything can happen in final Low Budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. Here's your category. All hail King James. And here's the answer. The amount of money reportedly paid by Nike to high school and soon-to-be Cleveland Cavalier player LeBron James for his endorsement deal with the shoe company. The amount of money reportedly paid by Nike to LeBron James for his endorsement deal with Nike. And I'm hearing more weird sounds. Guys, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my latest nonfiction book entitled How to Confirm You Have No Talent. This 15-page book is actually a questionnaire asking you a series of questions designed to establish once and for all the irrefutable fact that you are devoid of any talent whatsoever and you should scurry back to your meaningless, talentless, mundane existence as soon as humanly possible and spare all of us the trouble of having to experience your delusion. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Can I get one autographed to Bill?
Absolutely. Good one.
All right, here we go.
No spin.
Okay, who do we want to go to first, Simon?
The lower person would be Jake, and he's got the baby.
Jake?
What is $90 million?
Absolutely.
Now, you double your score to $12. Hang in there, Jake. You could be the champion.
Now, Pat, you can win if you have the right answer.
Sorry to say, what is $85 million?
LeBron James getting $90 million bucks from Nike. That means
that Jake Singer of Reno, Nevada will be able to put something in the baby's college fund.
Jake, you are the winner. Pat, don't go away mad. Just go away. Now, here is Simon Cowell with 100 bags in his butt.
There we are. Look at them all. Look at them struggling to get out.
Tell you what you won.
First of all, Jake Singer, we're going to double your score to $12. Then we throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $37. You must be thrilled about that.
Yes, thank you, Simon LQ.
Killing you with enthusiasm. And now, Pat, you get to keep your winnings, a total of $47, and we do have some lovely parting gifts for you. First of all, you have won up this horrible show prize back, Sex in the City.
Well, that's not horrible.
No, there's no talent there at all. Don't miss the all-new season of HBO's hit series, Sex in the City, premiering this Sunday at 9 p.m. New episodes every Sunday, oh joy, only on HBO. Cupid, but wait.
Here's more.
A graduation bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. What are these kindergartners that you're dealing with here?
What's wrong with that? That's a great client. That's a great prize.
Send your grab, the groovy grab bear, or the classic graduation bear, wearing a cap and gown and holding a diploma. What greater way to send children off to their secondary education than by giving them a stuffed toy? Call 1-800-829-BEAR to order. Oh, these gifts are pathetic. Order, all of you are, too.
Order the Simon Fag with butt
yes,
with 100...
Simon Fag Cowell Bear with 300 fags out of his butt. Boom.
Okay, Jake, Pat, thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. I think one of them already hung up.
I'm here.
Which guy's here? Pat?
The guy
who didn't lose the game didn't hang up.
But he's a correctional officer, and he's probably suffering from post-traumatic shock syndrome.
Okay, hold on to both of you guys. Whatever. Listen, thank you for playing. Simon, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show. Please wear something appropriate the next time I come by.
Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Coron Incorporated, and this is distributed by King World.
Why are you holding your...
I want to do it just once.
He does that all the time.
You're holding your face in your hands.
Here he comes, the font of fashion.
Joe.
Hello, Joe. Little fishing this weekend, perhaps?
Sure.
Tally-ho.
Oh, still here.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Buzz a little, buzz a little, buzz a little, buzz, buzz, buzz.
Remember the door, Robbie. It's stuck. Keep trying to...
Buzz, buzz, buzz a little, buzz, buzz. Look at my ass.
Toodaloo, asses.
He knows the song.
Yeah, he was unpleasant.
All right, it's time for Buzz News and Comments.
Oh, ho.
A guy in Sacramento, incidentally, that's now going into 1 hour. Closing in on the 2-hour range. He's been on hold. Go ahead, real fast. Say hi to him while I'm playing Buzz's in.
Hey, I'm Matt. Yeah, real sorry about the low-budget Jeopardy thing.
Okay. In a world where owning a
radio, you have bad news?
Was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
All right, hold on just a second. I'll tell Don.
Made it up.
That was Buzz. What's his bad news?
His cell phone battery is dying.
Huh.
Hey, Matt? How long you think you got? Just seconds? Seconds? Give you the pleasure of what? You are number one, man. But I can't put you on the air yet. You got it?
Oh, is he gone?
No, he's still there. He's going to hang on. Okay. All right, good man. Hold on, please.
Good.
Hey, incidentally now, I just want you to know both Mike and I are in agreement. We should put you on the air. Buzz doesn't think you should be on the air.
Not at this
point. Hold on, please. Hold on.
Very good.
There you go. Cell phone is dying.
Yeah, I wish you could find a charger.
He's been on hold in the show for 2 hours. Buzz, what's your lead story today?
Today, Jay Leno wants to make peace with David Letterman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to let you read the story. I happen to read it as well. Mm-hmm. And it is just, it's like Leno saying F you times 1,000.
Wait till you hear.
To Letterman. Listen, before we go to break here on the Don and Mike Broadcast Network, WJFK, Live 105, WYSP, 96 Rock. KCJJ at 609. I hope you've been listening to the whole show today. I have a pretty easy question, a pretty easy trivia question.
Very good.
About something that happened very early in the show today. And we have front row tickets before you can buy them to see Poison with Vince Neil and Skid Row. Color Me Jealous. Friday, August 8th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon at Ticketmaster, NissanPavilion.com. You can win the tickets now before you can buy them. Front row.
Front row.
With Poison. Be the 100th caller right now, and good luck. Everybody, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and
coming
comments.
Up on coming the up. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. I gotta let him say something.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotta. Hey, Matt?
Yes.
That was enough.
There we go.
That was very pseudo-professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The patron saints of jizz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Don and Mike Broadcast Network at 620 in Washington, D.C. on WJFK-FM. Baltimore, Charm City, Lime 105. Philly, 94 WYSB. Have a great weekend in Ocean City. I'll have my big fat ass out there on the beach this weekend. 96 Rock. Buzz's News and Comment Show. Brought to you by Viramax.
Oh, caller 100, right.
Buzz, Viramax, sexual pleasure. Performance enhancer, it's doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested Viramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. GNC. Other select retailers, try it. I read that. Viramax, 1-885-VMAX. Call 100. Here we go. Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hi, am I caller 100?
Yeah.
Are you?
You're caller 100. Have you listened to the whole show today?
Most of it. I missed the second half hour of it.
Well, then maybe you heard it. Very simple question.
Okay.
What was broken?
What was broken?
Very early in the show.
Very early in the show, what was broken?
Don't repeat it.
But maybe she had the right answer.
I don't think so.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, I'm the first time to call. Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah. What was broken early in the show today? What was broken?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. Hello.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Let me ask you something. Why do you care?
What was broken?
He just wanted to do
21 minutes after the hour.
You're gone. Hello, Don and Mike.
It was your amplifier.
Yes.
For your headphones.
Bingo, we have a winner.
What's your name, my friend?
Jeff.
Jeff, where are you from?
Manassas, Virginia.
All right, Jeff, you have won front row tickets before you can buy them to see Poison with Vince Neil and Skid Row Friday, August 8, Nissan Pavilion.
Sweet.
As John Pop would say, I'll see you there.
Okay.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon at NissanPavilion.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Let me give you something else, too, as long as we're talking about Nissan Pavilion.
Yeah, let's go.
This is from SunTrust. This is a good prize. Summer Nights Lawn Pass for two people. Good for any show. You get lawn chair rentals and premier parking. This summer at Nissan Pavilion. For more
info...
Or if you want to buy your own, it costs $100.
Wow.
Go to NissanPavilion.com.
That's a great price.
All right.
All right, enjoy it, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
And at the Poison concert, I'll meet you at the Mensa meeting.
Okay. I'll be right there.
All right. Hold on a second, please. That's
incredible.
That's incredible. Hold on, Buzz.
Yeah, check on something, Buzz, before we get to you here.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Unfinished business.
Why was your heart broken earlier? Mike didn't let you on Jeopardy. Well, that was Mike's decision. He's turned around, though, now.
Yeah.
Mike's in your corner now. It's Buzz that hates you now.
Yeah.
How's the cell battery holding up? Hey, Matt, happy anniversary. You've now been on hold over 2 hours. Hold on. You want to pass along some good tidings?
Yeah, I really feel kind of bad about it right now because I didn't let him on Low Budget Jeopardy.
I know.
Hey, Matt, I really do want to apologize sincerely for not letting you on Low Budget Jeopardy. And I feel kind of silly if I didn't share with you also what I said to Buzz. I said, you don't want Matt gumming up your newscast. I'm just being honest with you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. You know, man, if I could put you on the air right now, I would. But
would you tell him I said...
What?
Pass a message?
Yeah.
Suck me?
Dom wanted to give you one message before I put you on hold. He wanted to say, suck me. Yeah, hold on. Okay. Yeah. Oh, he's a good guy.
That's a guy's been on hold for 2 hours.
Shame that we're abusing him like this, but he asked for it.
Yeah. Come on, it's fun.
We can't have my turn Buzz's news.
So I have your Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Jay Leno says he owes his career to David Letterman.
Well, no S.
And wants to be friends with Dave again. They used to be friends on the stand-up comedy circuit, and later when Dave would have Jay on his old late-night show on NBC. Tonight, on HBO's Off the Record, Jay tells Bob Costas he misses the days when he and Dave had fun together.
But now, wait, the setup on this is great, because when you hear what Jay Leno actually said,
right,
then you're going to understand why Letterman will never be friends with him.
Okay, quote... Two guys go for one job. One guy gets it, and I'm sorry it worked out. Well, I'm not sorry it worked out that way. It's just the way it worked out. Hey, it's been 11 years, and everybody's rich. Everybody's successful. End quote from Jay.
Ah, what a dick. What a dick, and he totally, you know, like, he doesn't understand what he's saying right there. He has no desire to be David Letterman's friend. He would not make a statement like that.
Leno.
You know, right there, he's rubbing Letterman's nose in it.
Two guys went for the job. One guy got it. Mm-hmm. You know, hey... We're both rich. Let's be friends.
Yeah. Oh, what a dick.
F you.
Letterman, don't ever get with Leno. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It won't happen. Lennon says he knows that although he has bigger ratings, the critics hate him and love Dave. Quoting Jay, we have plenty of critics on our side, too. I think Dave's probably the more interesting character.
Oh, what an ass.
Yeah.
Listen, night in and night out, and Letterman's show is like anything else. It's got its slow nights.
Sure.
It's got its nights when it drags out.
Yeah, but Letterman is a true personality, and that is true. You know, Jay Leno might want to call him a character. He is not a character. He is a true personality, mm-hmm. which Leno is not.
Right.
The thing that I admire most about Letterman really is that you get how he really is. Mm-hmm. That if he's in an effy mood, you're going to get it.
I defy anybody to ever see Jay Leno do what Letterman did the other night with the surgery on his finger, which I think is some of the funniest television
Amen.
I have ever seen.
You know what I really admire about Leno, though, is lots of bright colors.
Flashing lights.
Bright colors.
And how about when he comes down to the crowd right before the game?
Yeah.
I said before the game because it's like going to an NBA game.
It is.
Do you know that during commercials on the Leno show, they've got those big, gigantic slingshots like they use at NBA games, where they shoot out T-shirts to the crowd,
right,
you know, to keep the bottom feeders interested and keep their, you know, come on now.
Keep the energy up.
Yeah.
Let Jay know you love him. Who wants a T-shirt in section 321?
Duh.
Hope they don't. It's a good thing you're not shooting out IQ tests.
Mike?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Oh.
Is he gone? Matt, his cell phone battery quit.
It's gone.
Sorry, Matt. Call back Monday.
We were just about to take his...
And she's gone! Yeah, it's going to be the next call we took.
Damn.
2 hours.
It's going to be the next call.
2 hours of nonstop fun.
Letterman's ratings may spike a bit when Hillary Clinton visits again Monday night. She's promoting her book, and since she talks about Monica in that book, Dave will no doubt ask her about that.
Here's the thing, though. And this is why Leno wins. I really think beyond the bright colors and the fact that it's a show for dumber people.
Right.
And there's a lot of dumb people in America. He gets the best guess first.
Yep.
Hillary Clinton is on Jay Leno tonight.
Right.
Meanwhile, Letterman, who's starting to be like Johnny, and more power to him, he's taking Fridays off.
Right,
right.
Because Tom Green is the host tonight. I watched it last week with Tom Arnold. And here's the only problem. The only... Not even criticism, just advice I'd give Letterman is, I understand it's your gig and that you don't want, like, guest hosts coming out and doing the top 10 list and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But give them something to work with.
Something.
Give them a bit. Because, like, I watched Tom Arnold last week. And I watched it just because it was so bad. Because he just came out and he died.
And he's somebody who dies and it doesn't matter to him.
And Tom Green will come out tonight and he'll die just because Letterman doesn't like... I guess what I'm thinking is Letterman says, I don't want someone else doing the top 10 show because the top 10 list, that's my intellectual property.
Yeah, I think it's all about that.
That's like, you know, that's a bit that's done on the show. We'll give these guest hosts one of the bits to do.
Yeah, because you're doing the Johnny thing, and I like the guest hosts. I think that's great.
It's still his show. You'd think there'd be some pride there.
You know, actually, they were. I was having a conversation a couple of weeks ago with somebody here that we got our vacation starts. Next Friday is our last show for a couple of weeks, just so you know that we're not walking out or having a protest. And one of the dickweeds actually said to me, well, what about a guest host? And I said, hey, I'm open. Who are you thinking about? I said, I don't know. Who are you thinking about?
Yeah, well, we're not thinking about anybody.
I said, I'm open for suggestions. You know, who are you thinking about? I said, And I swear to God, this is one of the geniuses. I won't mention his name, but everybody knows him. He's a dick. And that could be anybody because they're all dicks. He said, how about one day each week we invite, like, a weatherman from the local station to come in.
We've done that.
And do the show. I said, listen, here's what you don't get. That's okay, like, if the weatherman comes in for 5 minutes. But you're talking about filling 4 hours every day, taking phone calls and doing bits. I guarantee you, Topper Shutt, who's a friend of mine and a good guy, I mean, this could like be like a short joke, he'd be in over his head. But Topper, I don't mean it like
right.
that.
You can't. It's different in this format. Yeah. You're talking about 4 hours.
It's very hard.
I'm talking about 4 hours with no guests.
I feel more secure with my ratings and Mike's future and our future together playing a tape.
Well, and I think that, it's the 4-hour factor. It's the fact that we do this without guests.
Mm-hmm.
We are our guests.
And I'd say the same thing to Letterman. If dude, you want to take some time off? Take Fridays off. Go ahead. Johnny did. But unless you get a real grade-A guest host, like when Johnny had Gary Shandling as his regular guest host, unless you find someone who's really great, don't do it.
You know, and that's the right idea. If he's going to do it, he ought to have a regular guy do it. I think that would be perfect.
One more thing about Leno. Jay says there are only about 18 celebrities who are worth having as guests on a talk show. Among them, he counts Tom Cruise, Hugh Grant, and Michael Jackson. But Jackson barely makes the cut. Leno tells MSNBC this about Michael Jackson, quote, "He's a little creepy for me. I had dinner with him once. The chef puts a plate of food down. He doesn't touch it, and we're all, like, waiting. And then a guy in a turban comes out and takes out a fork. He tries everything on the plate. He does this for, like, 4 minutes. Then Michael eats, and I'm like, who's trying to poison you? That's a little odd," end quote.
All right, that's
okay. Well, here's a call about this topic. Hello, Don and Mike.
I've got the perfect suggestion for a Don and Mike substitute host.
Yeah.
Here we go.
One word.
Yeah.
Spiewak.
Well, you know, and I'm very fond of Rob, and I think he's a funny guy. But Rob, do you really think for 4 hours? You know, I mean, Rob's good like he is.
All I know is I could sell a lot of cars.
Rob's great on his infomercial.
Right?
Frankly, I couldn't imagine doing this show now without Rob standing behind me. But,
right.
You know, no offense to Rob. A little different.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's tough.
Not as easy. We just end up sounding like dicks when we say it.
Yeah. Not there's no win.
It's not as easy as you think it is.
It's right. True. Trust a guy who sits here and watches it every day. It's not easy. It's not as easy as people listening think it is.
And Rob is good in the dose that you get him.
Precisely.
Let me just say that. I think we measure out just enough Rob for you every day.
And that's spoken from a man who went to France with him. That's
and true. I love him. I just want to say that if you ever really got 4 hours of Rob, I think some of the Rob you don't hear on the air would start to seep through.
But I would almost have to.
You don't want that.
I love you, buddy. And Jesus, I got to censor myself, too, because the closer I become with Rob,
sometimes,
the more the off-air conversations become the on-air conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? Hello, someday.
Yeah, someday. Like the last day of this contract.
Someday on XM.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Oh, hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Okay.
Good. I don't know if you remember a couple years back, you were in Portland, Maine at the State... Be quiet. At the State Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Sure. What's that?
They remember.
Yeah. Well, right around the corner from that.
What the hell is that noise in the background?
What's going on?
I'm sorry, it's my brother. It's right around the corner from that. It's the headquarters of WZAN, which is your affiliate.
Listen, I'm sorry, you're going to have to call back when your idiot brother isn't screaming.
No, he's all right. No.
Yeah, okay, we know what you're doing. Give our best to Warren.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Fight to ding.
Hello. Hello.
Tom Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, can we get the Grease Man for a guest host for you guys?
that wouldn't kill our ratings.
Hey, somebody's a mind reader.
Don and Mike, hello.
I'd listen.
Hello.
Come on.
Hello?
No, sorry. Yeah. Buzz?
Yes.
Your time is too valuable for us to be saying hello, 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 hello.
And no one's there. President Bush has gotten an early start on this Father's Day weekend.
Nice, Bush.
This is his fifth long weekend away from the White House since April. W and his family are at the presidential retreat in Kennebunkport, Maine. He's already played some golf, gone power boating and fishing, played with the dog, and fallen off a Segway scooter. His parents are there, too.
I just fell off a scooter. God damn it. I scraped my knee, my shin.
Man, speaking of the boy, Rob called me up this morning. Man, some funny-ass pictures of Bush.
Yes, I saw them.
Great pictures of him falling down and then just hitting a tennis ball for his dog.
Right.
I mean, he's just doing the simplest stuff, but he just looks like such a tard.
I just can't figure out how to run the scooter. It's It's a good scooter, but I just can't drive it.
Nice outfit, Your Excellency.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Yeah, oh, wait, Rob, what was he wearing again? It was
like a white T-shirt and like shorts. Just like I mean, it's nothing funny out of the ordinary, but he's our commander-in-chief.
Real, not real presidential.
No, not really.
I'm sorry. I'll wear a tie with my T-shirt next time.
Get the ball.
W's parents are there, too. Quote, he's 79 today. I'm not going to tell you how old my mother is because I want to have a place to sleep. The president's twin daughters, Jenna and Barbara, are also there.
Ah, here, Sheree. Let's bring in some extra Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Tom Gavin would be a great guest host.
Yeah, people, please think about these things before you say them.
Well, yeah, I mean, he obviously gave that a lot of thought. What do you think? It was a serious one?
No, I think it was serious.
Gavin to be a guest host.
Yeah, I think the caller was serious. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jesse in Sacramento.
Yes, Jesse.
I have another guest host suggestion for you, but you might just kill me.
All right, are you serious?
I have a good suggestion, though.
Okay.
Have you Jack Diamond?
See, people are so dumb, but he's serious.
Floodgates are open right now.
He's like not kidding.
No,
like
he's
the
not,
other guy.
No, he's not serious.
The other guy, no.
No, he's joking.
Are you serious or not?
No, I'm not. I just wanted to get you riled up.
I knew that was a good call when it started out.
I knew guest hosts was a good, floodgate opener right now.
That is a good floodgate opener.
Don't worry, it's Friday, so it'll be ignored by Monday.
And remember the rule of thumb, Don. Never trust any call that starts out with the word yes. Yes, I have another guest.
Yes, my name is Jesse, and I wanted to rile. I wanted to rile you up.
What happened to that other great guy, Matt from Sacramento?
Yes, well, his battery died.
What happened to that guy?
Now.
Buzz, hold on a second. Well, though, there's a tone to the whole show today.
It's Friday the 13th.
Ooh, scary.
Crazy. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. It's Friday the 13th. Rock it down, get down.
Broadcasting with an extra stitch for your pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
Next week, we have some guests coming on. I'm not going to talk about them because they might be like Horseface Brett Butler.
And Jensen.
Not come in anyway. How's that tooth, incidentally? The old hag. Also next week, Robert Mailman's coming in. The Mr. 40 Barbecue. A segment with Joe Ardinger. And the return of strip trivia.
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
With married couples and couples who are shacking up together.
Very good.
For $1,000 in cash.
Good.
That's next week on the show at 6:48. Right now, WJFK FM Live 105. WISB 96 Rock. And now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Elisa Marie Presley says Michael Jackson wanted another woman to have their baby, according to the National Enquirer.
And the conversation went something like this.
Hey, Michael.
Yes, Elisa Marie.
What is this on here about you wanting someone else to have a baby? Yeah. What was the story again, Buzz?
Michael wanted another woman to have their baby.
You want some other woman to have our baby?
I do. But I want to tell you to make you feel better.
Yes, Michael.
You make me giggle. You make me giggle. And I'm so sad about Mr. Peck.
Yes.
He was on your merry-go-round, wasn't he?
He was too old to go on my merry-go-round, Mr. Peck.
The tabloid says Jackson's then-future wife, Debbie Rowe, was making an offer to incubate.
I call her Rowe the Hoe.
It smells like incubation.
Oh, no.
Lisa Marie says Michael asked her to have a baby with him shortly after they married. When she refused, Michael informed her that Debbie, a medical assistant he'd met at a doctor's office...
I refuse to have your baby, you pedophile.
...had a crush on him and wanted to give him a trial.
Don't be cruel. Your daddy sung that. I still smell incubation.
Michael married Debbie immediately after his divorce from Lisa Marie. As for the kid-touching charges, quoting Lisa Marie, I'm not going to say he did or didn't. There are things that don't look good. That's all I can say.
That's her throwing me under the bus.
Yes, it is.
Goodbye, faggot.
Michael.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hold on. Jeez, I'm sorry. It's just we had one you know, Mike, you're right. The floodgates were open.
Yes.
And we're not going to have a guest host.
Okay.
When we go on vacation.
But people keep calling.
For our summer vacation. We're going to play the best of. But we do have one suggestion that I think really has some merit to it. Hello?
Hey, God, and Mike, I have a good suggestion.
What's that, Dennis?
The Steve Mack and Murphy Show.
Okay, bye-bye.
Another attempt to get dental coverage.
There you go. He's always waiting like a hawk, isn't he?
Yes.
He is.
For only things now that really, you know, just totally...
Hawk, not the word. Circling like a buzzard.
A buzzard. and things that only really have to do completely with him.
Yep. He's kind of worked his way out.
Never really communicating, never really, you know, helping, just... But if it's him,
he's in. Ah, but he's still Dennis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, suck me.
Michael Jackson either has more money than we've been hearing, or he's just now spent it all settling a lawsuit. The suit was from his former business manager, who claimed the nearly bankrupt Michael owed him $12 million in back pay. The case would have been...
Stay cool.
There he is. It all would have wound up on court TV, and Michael wanted no part of that, so he settled out of court. Jackson's reportedly spent $200 million in just 1 year, and he would have had to list everything he bought with that money.
This is Lisa Marie Presley. My dad had hemorrhoids.
No word on what the business manager got in the settlement.
Just a statement of fact.
Yeah.
Bad hemorrhoids.
Good luck on the Today Show next week.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
80s throwback Adam Ant has been arrested again, this time for throwing rocks at his neighbor's house and then taking off his clothes in a cafe. The now 49-year-old Stuart Goddard allegedly smashed several windows before stumbling into the cafe and disrobing. Witnesses describe him as stressed out but not aggressive.
And I know you don't remember it, but we have an endorsement tape of Adam Ant.
We do.
From back in the day.
Congratulations. This is Max Barrett Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you've just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Once a week we work it in.
Are we still, have we maintained, did we get it in last week?
Yes, we did.
Okay,
we did.
Very good.
Every week. And this time it was Friday at 6:53. I mean, you're talking about 2 minutes left in the show.
I think last week you did the opposite. You got it on the first break of
Show. You're right. See, you remember.
Very good. Quoting one witness to Adam's antics, you could tell he wasn't well at all.
You remember.
Remember. I remember that. They say that after he took off his pants, he screamed and then announced he was going downstairs to sleep. Mr. Ant, that's funny. Mr. Ant, who now has a history of mental illness, later gave himself up to British police, who were armed with a blanket.
No, he's not retarded.
That's the guy, goody goody juicy.
That's
goody,
the guy.
Dude, goody goody.
That was the that waterfront thing,
right? With Adam Ant. That's when he had the song. If I strip for you, will you strip for me?
Yep.
And there was another band doing. Pump up the jam.
Oh, Technotronic.
Pump up the jam. Pump it up. And pump up the jam is also what Rob and his drunken friends would say at the Krispy Kreme donuts when they got kicked out.
Not surprisingly. And Mike, do you remember when Technotronic was backstage? As when Mike and I worked at the Top 40 station, we were getting to introduce these guys for the station's free summer jam.
Right.
The lead singer was pregnant. And was smoking crack backstage.
Oh, my God. I remember that. So we were told. She was in a trailer. We weren't allowed in.
Sure. Do you remember? Oh, one last thing. This is really fast, because I know we're up on the clock. Do you remember that guy, that stunning faggot, that was cutting the Big Mac in half?
That was another thing. That was the Adams Morgan day.
In his underpants, in a trailer, in a Winnebago.
Stewart.
Yep, and the song was, we don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time.
Right.
You know what, Mike? We should have some kind of an annual event for our show.
I agree.
Because I'll tell you what we need. We need to get out more.
Sure.
Because our ratings really suck. We need to get out more, and we should have a big event every year that we do.
Yeah.
Right, Dick.
Finally.
Sorry, Buzz. That was like... doing a show for one person only.
That's all right. The tabloid known as The Star, the same rag that nailed Frank Gifford in an extramarital affair, now has some interesting pictures of 007 star Pierce Brosnan. The Star has photos of the 50-year-old buying a $1,000 glass water pipe at a Malibu head shop called Dementia. The pictures were taken by another customer in the shop who says the actor did not seem nervous as he looked through the store's big selection. Why should he be nervous? He has a license to chill.
Joe.
Oh, God.
He's Bong. James Bong.
Double Joe 7.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. Buzz, I apologize. I walked all over your funny line there.
It worked. It's fine.
Come on, Dave, give it to me again now.
Bong. James Bong.
B-O-N-G.
Bong.
James Bong.
Right.
That's it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Father's Day. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. See you Monday with the new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob?
I pass on grad.
I'll remember you this Father's Day. We had to delete that.
We're going to have to do that again.
We had to delete that. I'm used to you saying I'm BM eater.
It's new.
I know. Let's try it again.
It's a new one. It's the only thing I get to change.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sorry about that. Sorry. Okay.
Suck.
Me.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.